Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Illini West in their road orange, trimmed in blue and white. Tip is won by the Chargers. Comes down to Tiffany Moore, and it's knocked away right away. And the official says it goes off Illini West, and the Streaks will have the basketball as just 4 seconds ticked off the clock. And the Streaks will have it for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young. Streaks will inbound, and now they're discussing after the tip which way the possession arrow should point, and it should point toward the Streaks.
If they're saying that Illini West established possession there, yeah, then definitely.
But I'm sure they did. Yeah, they do have the possession arrow pointed that way. So Ty Peachy will inbound from midcourt, and the Streaks half to the court. Then it goes to Jamie Johnson, hands back to Ty. Drives into the paint, penetrates, tries to kick it out, knocked away. Now it's knocked into the backcourt, and Jamie Johnson hustles back and outruns Carter Ware to pick it up. Down it goes to Mickey Rodriguez, left wing, back to Jamie Johnson, dribbles out high between the circles, left wing. It goes to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble, penetrates, swings it over to Jessica Howard on the right wing. She'll put it on the floor, picks it up. Gives to Ty Peachy, right baseline, fires a three. Air ball, rebound comes down to Megan Young on the weak side. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Three-pointer from the left baseline is no good. Rebound out long. Mickey has it between the circles. Gives to Jessica Howard. She'll fire a three from the volleyball spike line and nails it. What a way to start the season.
There we go, right away. Good job on the offensive rebounds by the girls. Now they get to set the press up.
And Illini West able to break it. Driving in is Laura Gronewald. Can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound now, though. Puts it up and in. And it's 3-2 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Jessica Howard on the right baseline. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the glass and in. She banked that one in from a tough angle. Don't think she meant to. It all counts the same. Make it 6-2 Streaks. Full court pressure and a tie-up. Oh, are they going to call a foul? Ooh, thought that was a tie-up. As Jessica Howard reached in, thought she had her hand on the ball, but they're going to say she got a piece of the arm. First foul of the ball game. 6:52 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 6-2 in our first line change with Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton checking in. Jessica Howard will stay on the floor this time. Steal by Sadie Hamilton on the full court pressure. Gives to Jessica Howard, three-pointer right wing off the mark. Rebound, Myra Diggins kicks out to Paige Klink. Now to Jessica Howard on the right side, overthrows her, and the Streaks turn it over. 6:43 to play, first quarter.
Well, a good job right there by Josh. She got herself lined up. She barely missed that ball as it is. And then a nice shot by Diggins on the rebound. That's what you ask for in this offense.
Another steal. Jessica Lieber with the steal on the inbound. Gets to Sadie Hamilton, driving down the paint. Shot partially blocked, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Looked like Myra Diggins got knocked to the floor. I believe that's the way it's going to go. It's going to be against, I believe, Tiffany Moore. And the Streaks. Oh, wait. Oh, no, they called the foul on Myra. Myra Diggins picked up the foul. She actually got knocked to the floor, but.
Well, and interestingly enough, the Illini West does not want to inbound this ball. They can't seem to get on the same page here.
So the Streaks pick up with the full court pressure. And Illini West able to break it this time across midcourt left side is Moore. Nice pass underneath to Ware. Lays it up off the glass right side. Got it. Carter Ware with her first basket. Make it 6-4 Streaks. Sadie Hamilton in the backcourt. Gets it across to Jessica Howard. Right baseline. She'll fire the three. And off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Gronewald for Illini West. Down court it goes to Moore. Moore stops on the right baseline. Inside to Ware running the court. Down the middle of the paint. Lays it up and in. And we are tied at 6. 6:05 to play here in the first quarter. Jessica Lieber with the basketball left to the center circle. Her pass knocked away, but Sadie Hamilton able to bring it down in the center circle. Swings it to Jessica Howard. Thought about the long three. Now gives to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the long three from top of the key. No good. Rebound goes off Ware and comes down to Gronewald for Illini West. Lauren Gronewald on the dribble across midcourt in the center circle. Carried it up on her hip, so a turnover by Illini West with 5:46 to play in the quarter. Streaks and the Chargers tied at 6. Another line change. Mickey Rodriguez checks back in. Emma Junk in for the first time for the Streaks. Ty Peachy back in. Jamie Johnson and Rainey Sibley, another sophomore in there along with Emma Junk for the Streaks.
4 turnovers already for Illini West, so you know the Galesburg pressure is working so far. Need to be a little bit more effective on offense.
Ty Peachy between the circles, swings it to Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline. She'll put up the three, off the back iron, no good. That one was right on target, just a little bit long. Outlet pass is knocked away by Ty Peachy. She goes to the floor with it, and a jump ball called. Nice hustle by Ty. Got in there with Gracie Bastert, a 5'7 freshman in for Illini West, and that was a young lady that Coach Keene was talking about in the pregame, a very good ball handler, and he's going to rely on her a lot as a freshman. Ty to inbound into Jamie Johnson up high on the right side. Back to Ty on the back door. Puts it up. Got knocked to the floor. No call. And the ball, fortunately for the Streaks, goes off of Bastert last. And the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline with 5:22 to play in the first quarter. Tied at 6.
I guess you call that a missed shot, although that was one painful-looking missed shot.
Yeah, no kidding. Rainey Sibley to inbound, and it comes to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. She'll drive baseline and gets bumped by Lauren Gronewald. That'll be the first foul on Gronewald. In fact, the first team foul on Illini West tonight.
Well, and like we were talking earlier, a very tightly called first game. So far in this one, they've let the girls play a little bit, but we have seen some bump fouls. I consider that just kind of a bump foul right there.
Especially after the way Ty got hit on that shot prior to that.
Yeah.
Mickey fires the three from the right baseline. Can't hit. Rebound goes off of Gronewald, and the Streaks will get it back once again. And checking back into the Galesburg lineup, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, also Bailey Boyer in for the first time for the Streaks, wearing a brace on her left knee. She had the left knee wrapped during Meet the Streaks and didn't play a lot then. Didn't ask coach about the injury. I know with all the laws now, he can't talk much about it anyway, but looks like we'll see how she's favoring that knee, or if she is at all tonight. Megan Young, left baseline on the dribble, tries to get it out to Bailey Boyer, and the Streaks turn it over. Pass was off the mark. Thought maybe one of the Chargers got a hand on it, but they did not.
Well, right there, Megan Young's got to do a better job. She got herself trapped down in the baseline corner on the near side, and she was not able to get an angle to pass that ball off to Bailey. If she's going to go down there, she's got to find a way to dribble and break that trap.
Carter Ware beats the Streaks long, but the pass is off the mark, and now she has to run it down, drives into the paint, can't hit the shot. Gronewald down with the rebound, can't hit, gets it back and kicks it out to Moore. Moore on the dribble, has it stolen by Myra Diggins. Myra on the run right side, knocked away from behind. Nice hustle by Tiffany Moore to get back, but nice job by Myra Diggins on the defense, and the Streaks cause another turnover, and they'll inbound on their own right baseline. Megan Young will do the honor. Megan looking to Myra Diggins on the block right side. Kicks out to Sadie Hamilton. Fakes the three. Now penetrates. Now kicks back out to Jessica Howard. Right baseline. She'll fire the three off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Bastert for Illini West. Long downfield pass. Knocked away by Bailey Boyer. And that's what we want to see right there, Eric. Something we didn't see last year. The Streaks did not always get back on defense. And they really made the concerted effort that time.
Yeah. When there's a missed shot, there has to be an effort to sprint back. And, you know, during basketball practice, it's sprint back to the baseline and go from there.
Ware can't hit the bunny on the inbound play. A rebound comes down to Jessica Howard. They're going to say she gets tied up, however. And we've got a timeout. No, just a line change again for the Streaks. Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 4:34 to play first quarter. We're tied at 6. Bastert inbounding for Illini West. And it comes to Gronewald. 10-footer is up and good. So Gronewald and Ware have all the points for Illini West. Jessica Howard, all the points for the Streaks. Now a bump foul is going to go against Bastert as Paige Klink was dribbling in front of the Galesburg bench in the backcourt.
Well, that's four fouls now in the early going. We're at a better pace than I remember last year. Last year about this time, I think both teams were near the bonus already.
Illini West with their first lead of the game at 8-6. Paige Klink in the backcourt on the dribble against Bastert. Bastert picks her pocket, runs it down left side, lays it up with the left hand, missed it, gets her own rebound, right side puts it up, no, but a foul's going to be called on Paige Klink. Pretty impressive play there by the freshman. Bastert just absolutely picked Paige's pocket on that one, puts it up with the left hand, couldn't hit it, but kept after it, got a rebound. She goes to the free throw line with two shots.
4 second chance points so far in the early going for Illini West, a three for the Streaks.
4:18 to play here in the first quarter. Make it 9-6 Illini West as Gracie Bastert, the 5'7 freshman, hits the first. For Galesburg, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber on the floor. So three sophomores, a junior and a senior. Second shot up and good as well for Bastert. Illini West picks up with full court pressure as they lead 10-6, 4:14 to play here in the first quarter. Rainey Sibley loses a handle on it, now gets tied up at midcourt, but the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
A little confusion there, and Rainey Sibley, a little new to this offense, didn't realize that her job right there when the Streaks are getting pressed is she's got to come up and come back and get the ball. It took her a second to do that, so by the time Jess Howard threw the ball to her, she was just crossing the half-court line and was able to establish herself, but was not in good position to receive that pass.
This is Jessica Howard on the left wing. Now tap of the key, Jessica Lieber. Thought about the three. Now penetrates right side. Drives in. Tried to get the pass off to Emma Junk, but got tripped up in the process. And that's another thing. We talked about the dribble penetration in the pregame. You're not always going to get the layup, but when you draw the defender, you kick it off. And that's exactly what Jessica was trying to do right there.
Yeah, and the foul goes against Haley Getz.
So Getz picks up her first. That's the third team foul now on the Chargers. Right wing, Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Ware for Illini West. On the run, left side, this is Caitlin Jacoby. And she has it knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Jessica comes up with it, gets knocked to the floor, no call. Finally gets it off to Jessica Howard. Now back to Jessica Lieber on the dribble. And now a bump foul is going to be called on Ware.
Wow. And you could tell Carter Ware not too happy with that call right there, as she was just kind of standing in her position. Jessica Lieber tried to go around her and created contact.
In for the Streaks, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, and Myra Diggins. Ty Peachy will inbound in front of the Streaks bench as Solana West picks up with three-quarter court pressure. It comes to Jamie Johnson, back to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble, breaks through the trap, and then loses her footing. Now Jamie Johnson picks it up, gives to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. She'll fire the three. It's long. Rebound off the hands of Myra Diggins. Now a near tie-up, and are we going to have a foul or a jump ball? Nope.
They're going to get foul.
Jamie, but I
thought it was Myra that was the one that created the foul.
Oh, they did call it on Myra. Okay, so that is the second foul on Myra Diggins. Four team fouls now on both ball clubs. Oh, it was on Jamie Johnson. Nope, changed it.
Well,
okay. I couldn't tell if you, I saw the three. I couldn't tell if you put up a two or a four after
PA
that.
PA was in line with us and what we saw.
So Jamie Johnson picked up the foul.
Travel.
And a travel against Illini West as the full court pressure from the Streaks has an effect once again. Into the Illini West lineup, Taylor Duffy, a 5'8 junior. I think everybody for both teams has gotten into the game at this point.
Tom, we haven't seen a streak point in about 4 minutes. Jess Howard had those two early threes in the first two possessions of the game, and the Streaks haven't scored since. Jamie's trying to break that? No.
Jamie Johnson with a nice dribble penetration. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Jacoby. Or rather, Bastard. Now this is Jacoby with it across midcourt, right side to Getz. Drives in, shot blocked
Great
by
block.
Jamie Johnson. And
Great
once again, Streaks, not only Jamie was back there, Myra Diggins was back there as well on the defense. 3:09 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 10-6, and now we've got a foul away from the ball. And it's going to go against...
It's going to go against number 32,
Taylor Duffy.
Yeah.
As she pushed off. I believe, was it Jamie Johnson under there?
No, I'm Megan Young.
I'm Megan, okay. So the Streaks get it back also on the turnover with 3:09 to play. Full court pressure from Illini West. Streaks break it easily. Ty Peachy gives to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing, fires a three, and thought she had that one, but nope, she got fouled on it. As it was
Duffy again
jumped out there and made some contact, so Megan Young will maybe get three a little bit in a little bit easier fashion. Are they not going to say it was on the shot? Or are they going to say after the shot, maybe? Nobody's going to the free throw line.
I guess it was after the shot.
Mickey's gone out, yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay.
But on that note, Mickey now 0 for 5 from distance, and she's had probably four air balls in that 0 for 5.
I thought that one was going to fall. It was right on line again, just a little bit too hard. This is Paige Klink in for the Streaks. She'll fire the three out high right side. Ooh. Nearly banked it in, rolls out, and the ball goes to the floor. Oh, wow. Now Sadie Hamilton gets called for a reach. So this is kind of turning into what the first game was that lasted a long time. A lot of touch fouls being called now.
11 fouls so far, and we're only 5 minutes into this game.
So Sadie Hamilton gets called for her first, and five on the Streaks, six on Illini West at this point. 2:51 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 10-6. They'll pick up with full court pressure. Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, and Paige Klink in for Galesburg. Illini West with the numbers, 3-on-2, down the right side. Nice pass.
Great pass.
From Moore, and laying it up and in was Rachel Bavery. Gets her first points of the basketball game and make it a 12-6 Illini West lead.
And turnover on the Streaks on the travel after the inbounds pass. And this press from Illini West giving the Streaks some problems when they're able to set it up.
Inbounding is Gronewald. Gets into the backcourt to Moore. Moore across midcourt right side. Penetrates, stops, fires a five-footer off the glass and got it from straight on. Nice move by Tiffany Moore. And make it 14-6 Illini West. Streaks break the pressure. Jessica Lieber across midcourt left side on the dribble. Stops and fires a three from the left wing. Off the rim long. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton up off the glass. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound again. Puts it up from five. Got fouled. No call. And the rebound comes down to Rachel Bavery. Now this is Moore. Right side drives in. Nice crossover in the paint. But it's knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie comes up with it and gets tied up by Bavery, and the possession arrow points toward Illini West. 2:10 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 14-6.
Well, sometimes what can happen here is you get into a rhythm where there seems to be a lid on the basket, and that's kind of what's going on right now for the Streaks. They have not been able to score since, again, it was less than a minute into the game. They got back-to-back threes from Jess Howard. They have not been able to crack the basket since, and now the lead has grown to 8 for Illini West.
Another turnover. Oh, wow. And back-to-back turnovers. Rainey Sibley did a nice job stealing the inbound pass. from Illini West, but then I'm not sure if she got called for the travel or Ty Peachy did.
I think it was Ty. They said when Ty turned, she didn't keep a pivot foot.
This is Tiffany Moore from the left baseline. 18-footer is up and good. And make it 16-6, Illini West. Just under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Jamie Johnson, long three out high, left side off the back iron. No. Rebound to Ty Peachy. Gets knocked to the floor. Tries to get it to Rainey Sibley. Rainey can't get the handle on it. And coming up with it is Bailey Campbell for Illini West. Now to Tiffany Moore. Moore traveled with the basketball. And the Streaks will get it back on the turnover with 1:45 to play in the quarter. And Galesburg just needs to get one in, whether it's from behind the arc or wherever it's at. They just need one to fall at this point.
Well, I know you're running a system here, but part of me says you've got to run a play that gets the ball inside to one of the girls, and here we go.
And, oh, a nice job by Ty Peachy. Give and go. The inbound pass Ty gives to Jamie Johnson. Jamie right back to Ty, running down the paint. Laid it up, got it, and the foul. And the foul goes against Bundy. Dana Bundy picks up her first, and Ty Peachy with the only other basket for the Streaks other than the two threes that Jessica Howard hit earlier. So Ty with a chance of the traditional three-point play with 1:42 to play here in the first quarter. Free throw is up, and it is good.
Good job by Ty right there. Very nearly a charge call, but the call by the Stripes was that the girl was a little too late.
Trapped up with it is Fink, and she finally gets it off to Moore. Moore traveled with the ball, no call. Left wing, it goes to Campbell. Campbell has it knocked away, and Rainey Sibley nearly comes up with it, but this is Fink. Fink with it. Into the paint, goes to Bavery, now kicks it back out. This is Emily Fink, fires a three off the rim, and back in. Wow.
Little shooter's touch right there, Tom, as that one rolled in and then out and then back in.
Make it 19-9. Now Rainey Sibley with a three from the left wing. Short, right on the mark, and the rebound comes out long. Jamie Johnson can't run it down. And Streaks will bring in a new line with 1:19 to play. A lot of nines up there. 1:19 to play, 19-9, Illini West. Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, and Sadie Hamilton in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they pick up with full court pressure. Inbound is going to be stolen away by the Streaks. Nope, they're going to say it went off the Streaks last. Wow, I thought it was just a bad pass.
Yeah, I didn't see the touch right there. They're saying it was a touch, I guess, about against Joss on the inbounds pass, but I didn't really see that one go off Joss's hand.
So they'll bring it from just at the end of the Illini West bench. Inbound comes to Bailey Campbell. Now in the middle, this is Fink with it across midcourt. Left side nearly knocked away from behind by Myra Diggins. Now pass stolen away by Jessica Howard. Gives to Paige Klink. Paige picks up in the backcourt. Swings to Jessica Howard on the right side out high. And now it's Paige Klink. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Out high left side. And Sadie Hamilton flies in for the rebound. Kicks out to Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three from out high on the right side and got it. Her third of the ball game. And just like that, it's 19-12 with 48 seconds to play first quarter. Streets trail line of West. Now a steal by Myra Diggins. Leans in. Can't hit the shot, but gets fouled by Dana Bundy. That's going to be the second foul on Bundy. And that was a nice job by Myra. She took it right in and she really forced that contact.
Well, and that's what you've got to do. You get the ball down there in the baseline, a good drop step and just a power move by Myra Diggins creating the contact and getting that ball up to the rim.
Now 18 fouls on Illini West as Myra's first free throw is up and in and out, no good. 44 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 19-12. In for Galesburg, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Rainey Sibley, and Jamie Johnson as Emma Junk waits to check in for Myra Diggins.
11 turnovers now for the Chargers here in the first quarter, 7 for the Streaks.
Second shot for Myra Diggins is up, and it is good. Her first point of the night, and make it 19-13 as Emma Junk will check in, and she'll come up and play the ball on the full-court press. Looking is Groenwald, finally gets it in, and it's knocked away, and that's going
to
go off the orange
last. Streaks,
yep.
And it is.
Nice job by Rainey Sibley. She tipped the ball, and then the hands went off of Bastert, or the ball went off the hands of Bastert, out of bounds, and the Streaks get it back with 42.9 to play. Bailey Boyer will inbound.
Oh.
And a bad pass on the inbound. Bailey was throwing one way, Jamie Johnson going the other way, and coming up with it was Jordan Quiggle.
Let me ask you this. The official on the opposite side, top of the key, made a call on the near side dribble there where there was an official right over the ball, didn't see a foul.
Yeah.
That looked like it should have been a turnover, but instead it's going to go.
Jamie Johnson, I guess.
Jamie.
That's her second, yeah. I thought it was a turnover. Yeah, there was an official right on that play that didn't make a call. And a pass stolen away. Emma Junk comes up with it. Now goes to the floor and gets tied up. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks with 30.9 to play. Nice hustle by Mickey Rodriguez and Emma Junk on that play. Streaks trail 19-13. 30.9 to play. First quarter opener of the season. Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Illini West Chargers Thanksgiving Tournament. Bailey Boyer to inbound. Full court pressure from Illini West. Boyer on the dribble. Triple team has a knock away from behind. Gets it back. Gets to Jamie Johnson.
Ball, yep.
Now Randy Sibley fires a three left wing. Short rebound. Jamie Johnson leans in up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Jamie again. Kicks it out to Rainey. Now it's Bailey Boyer. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez. Right baseline. Drives in. Shot blocked away. But that was a nice job by Mickey. I thought she did the right thing. Faked the three. Drew the defender out and drove inside.
Well, Rainey Sibley missed right there. Emma Junk was wide open underneath before she took that three-pointer. She kicks that inside. It's an easy layup for Emma Junk. She just did not see it in time.
Now Jamie Johnson has just picked up her third foul on a reach. Tried to reach around and prevent the interior pass and got a piece of Rachel Bavery. So Bavery goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. So both teams are in the bonus already here with 3.4 seconds to play in the quarter. Free throw no good. Emma Junk down with a rebound, and she gets tied up. And now the possession arrow pointing toward Illini West with 1.5 to play.
Well, Emma's got to be a little stronger with that ball. Once she gets it, she's just got to pull it free and look around. Now they're going to bring in Carter Ware. Watch for something in the middle of the lane right here, a play that runs her maybe from the bottom to the top back down to the middle, or she's just going to straight post up on the inside.
And now Sadie Hamilton checks in for Jamie Johnson. Bailey Boyer, Sadie playing in front of Ware and Bailey playing right behind her. And they throw it off the back of Sadie Hamilton. Oh. Nice job by Sadie as Bastard tried to throw it off of her back, was successful. Sadie turned immediately and was able to knock it away from Bastard. So we have played one quarter of basketball. It's Illini West 19, Galesburg 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand. And by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
The annual Share-a-thon to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission comes up this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Aradith along with Eric Gibson. We played one quarter in the season opener. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Chargers of Illini West 19-13. Glad to have you along here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Dunlap beat Alleman in the opener tonight, 72-53. Don't have a score on the Streaks sophomore game yet as Mickey Rodriguez fires a three from the left wing. Can't hit as the Streaks have the ball to start the second quarter. Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez for the Streaks. Now Jessica Howard fires a three from the right wing and she gets fouled.
Oh.
Zach King gets a technical.
Yeah.
Now this one they are going to call on the shot. Jess is going to get three shots. And I didn't even see who the foul went against, but so it's going to be five shots at the line for I'm assuming Jessica Howard is going to stand there and shoot all five of them. As she'll have the two technical shots plus the three from the foul, plus the Streaks will have possession.
Well, that Coach Keem, not happy at all, was a little overanimated. If he would have protested a little calmer, I think he would have got. But the two floor stomps and the yell kind of sealed the deal there.
Yep. First shot up and no good for Jess. Second one is up and good. Oh, wait a minute.
She hit them both, I believe.
Yeah,
I don't
it's at least the bonus. It's got to be a shooting foul one way or the other.
Right.
Or, I mean, a free throw one way or the other. It's either the bonus or it was a shooting foul. Okay, so they're saying it was not a shooting foul.
They're saying it was on the rebound then.
Or after the shot. They're saying it was after the shot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're in the bonus, so either way she's got to shoot free throws.
I think she hit both of them, but they're not on the scoreboard yet.
Yeah, plus, you can't have them up on the lane. Either way, it's a one and bonus. If she misses, it's over. She gets two. She misses, so okay. But the Streaks still get possession because of the technical.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute.
Now they've
finally made up their mind.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so she did hit the two technical shots. So make it 19-15, Streaks trail. She missed the front end of the 1-1. This is Jessica Howard that was at the line.
Okay. Not Coach Massey now asking for the 1-1.
No, he said what he's saying, I could actually read his lip. He said the 1-1 should go first rather than the technical, which means she should have another shot because she made the first two.
Oh, okay.
But they're saying no. I don't know. I'm not sure what the rule is, honestly. I don't know if you shoot the – I think that's right, though, that you would shoot the actual foul first and then the technical.
I think normally you shoot the technical first and clear that, and then it goes to the next play.
Jessica Howard, a three-pointer. Right wing is up and good. Her fourth of the ball game, and make it 19-18. The Illini West lead down to one. Now a player wide open down the court. It's Ware. Gets back behind the defense. Gets it up off the glass and in.
Yeah, she's not going to miss that.
Nope. 21-18, Illini West. Ty Peachy breaks the press. Gets it on the right wing to Jessica Howard. Top of the key, Myra Diggins. Left wing goes to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the long three left side. Off the rim long. Right on the mark. Couldn't hit. Megan Young down with a rebound, and she gets bumped from behind by Lauren Gronewald. And that's super bonus time now. So Gronewald picks up the foul. That is her second. And going to the free throw line for two shots is Megan Young with 7:02 to play first half.
Tough shooting night so far for Mickey Rodriguez. It's still early, but she's 0-for-7 from the field. All three-point attempts. 0-for-8. She did have one two-point attempt.
First free throw for Megan up off the back iron. No good. In for Galesburg, Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, and Emma Junk waits to check in for Megan Young as Jessica Howard will stay on the floor. So that's something that's been a little bit different. There's been some of the line changes thus far have only been four players. I know Jessica Howard stayed on the floor, and somebody, I think Jamie Johnson stayed on one other time, maybe.
Well, I think that goes towards the fact that we talked about there's a lot of inexperience on this team so far.
And the pass from Gronewald off the mark threw it to nobody, and she was throwing it to a spot rather than there being somebody there. Another Illini West turnover, 6:56 to play.
Makes that 14 in the game so far.
Sadie Hamilton in, and she inbounds to Paige Klink. She's out near midcourt, back to Sadie between the circles, left wing. Jessica Lieber fires a long three. It's short, and the rebound comes out long. And it goes to Caitlin Jacoby. Jacoby, nice look underneath to Ware on the right side. Running the floor again. Can't hit the shot, but Jessica Lieber did a nice job actually getting there. She fouled her, but bothered her enough that able to make her miss the shot.
Yeah, that's the one thing you don't want in that situation is the three-point play. So she was able to at least stop that from happening.
So Jessica Lieber picks up her first foul. Ware's free throw is up and good. She's got 7 points, 18 fouls on the streak. 6:44 to play first half. Galesburg trailing 22-18 to Illini West.
Carter Ware not disappointing so far. She's only got one rebound, but she's put up a ton of points.
Missed a second free throw, but the rebound comes down to Lauren Gronewald. She puts it up and in, make it 24-18. Sadie Hamilton gets to Jessica Howard, right baseline outside the three-point arc, goes to the wing. Now gets to Paige Klink between the circles on high left side. Jessica Lieber penetrates, kicks out to Sadie. Now left wing, it is Paige Klink. Nearly traveled with it, now gets to the free throw line, kicks out to Jess Howard. She'll drive right side, penetrates in, stops, gets it up off the glass. No, it's blocked from behind, but Carter Ware is going to be called for a foul. Not sure about that. The official was not in a good position to call that one.
No,
it looked like Carter
got all ball on that, but she's going to get called for the foul, and Jess Howard's going to get some more free throws.
So she'll go back to the line for two more shots, 6:20 to play. First one is up and good as Ware picks up her second foul. In for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Rainey Sibley, Megan Young, and Myra Diggins as Mickey Rodriguez waits to check in for Jessica Howard. Some of the shortest lineups we have ever seen out on the floor for the Streaks tonight.
Definitely.
This is one of them. And it's going to get even shorter right now as Mickey Rodriguez comes in to replace Jess. Second shot is up and good. Make it 24-20, Illini West. Full court pressure from the Streaks. And it comes to Bailey Campbell working against Rainey Sibley. Dribbles right. And double dribbled right in front of the official.
Yeah,
no call. Now she throws it away. Rainey Sibley comes up with it for the Streaks.
That's what I see from her. She's a ball hawk.
Oh, wow. Now an over and back call. I thought it got tipped away from Ty Peachy, but I don't know. I guess no argument from the Streaks bench. It must have just gone off of Ty's knee or something. It went to the backcourt, and the Streaks turned it over. 6:06, first half, 24-20, Illini West leads. Gronewald looking to inbound. Got to be a five call. Yep, 5 second call. Another Illini West turnover.
Make that 16 on the game, 10 for the Streaks, though. So Streaks need to start taking better advantage of these turnovers they're getting. Still trailing 24-20, but you can tell how anemic the offense has been. Jess Howard, 16 points in the game of the Streak 20.
Wow. Megan Young, right wing with it. Gives to Myra Diggins. Now at high left side. Ty Peachy. Nice backdoor pass underneath. Megan Young lays it up with the left hand and got her first basket of the ball game. Great pass. Ty Peachy on the back door to Megan Young. And now another Illini West turnover as the pass to Campbell was off the mark from Gronewald. And the Streaks trail by 2, 24-22, 5:49 to play in the half.
Great job right there by the Streaks on the defensive pressure. They've got to keep it up because it's really working. It's really affecting the Chargers. It seems like the Streaks are getting in their heads at this point.
Ty Peachy, right wing with it. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez out high. She'll fire the long three from straight on. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long to Rainey Sibley. Back out to Mickey. She'll fire from the same spot again. In and out, no good. Rebound, Myra Diggins up off the glass and got it. Thought Mickey had that one. It was right on the mark. Went down in and popped back out. Now another Illini West turnover. Ty Peachy with it. Ty gets to Mickey, right wing, fires a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound comes out long. Gronewald runs it down for Illini West. Nice hustle from behind. Rainey Sibley knocked it away. Nice save by Mickey Rodriguez, but it's Gronewald that comes up with it for Illini West looking for help. And the pass knocked away by Ty Peachy out of bounds. And Illini West will have it back. Great hustle by the Streak defense getting back and really making some things happen. And you mentioned you like what you see from Rainey Sibley so far. Prime example of why she's up here playing on this varsity team, that speed and quickness. And a timeout is called by Zach Keen for Illini West. A 30-second timeout, 5:05 to play. We are tied at 24.
Yeah, very good job so far in the early game going from Rainey Sibley. You can tell she's pretty raw on the offensive end. Still having problems determining where she needs to be, determining when to make that extra pass and when to pull up for the shot. But so far on the defensive end, she's exactly what the Streaks need with this defensive set. They need a hustle player that's going to go cause pressure and also not stop playing on the defensive end. With this defense, you have to have players that will run from spot to spot and just continue it out. And we've seen it, Rainey Sibley especially, doing that. But the Streaks as a whole have done a good job. You don't get to 18 turnovers in one half without having a team effort on defense.
5:05 to play in the half. We are tied at 24. Inbound comes into the backcourt to Tiffany Moore. Moore on the dribble. Right side penetrates. Goes all the way in. Now a bump call on the floor against two. There was three Streaks there. I believe he's going to call Emma Junk.
Yeah, yep. Looks like it.
Emma got called for the foul. I don't know. Not a foul that affected the play in any way because she went on to dribble in and put up the layup. Anyway, Tiffany Moore goes to the free throw line with two shots. Braxley was a one and bonus, as that was the ninth team foul on the Streaks. And she hits the first.
Breaks the 24-all tie. 25-24 now for the Chargers.
Exactly 5 minutes to play in the half. Second shot for Moore. A little jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Jessica Lieber down with a rebound. Now actually Sadie Hamilton took it away. Now Paige Klink has it in the backcourt. Back to Sadie across midcourt right side. Travel with it. She was trying to make the pass to Jessica Lieber. Lost a handle on it. The ball bounced again, and Streaks turn it over with 4:53 to play.
11 turnovers now for the Streaks. Sadie Hamilton's first defensive rebound. She had three offensive rebounds before she pulled that one down.
And something also a little bit different we're seeing from Sadie Hamilton. I mentioned her three-point shooting in the pregame, that she's been doing a little bit of the ball handling against the press as well.
Well, right there she got herself caught too far up, and a good offensive possession for the Chargers, but they're going to get the missed shot right there by Bavery, but a good job by Emily Fink to follow up with the offensive rebound. And then when she was going up for the shot, it looked like there's a clean block by Sadie, but she's going to get called for her second foul.
It sounded like we could hear the leather pop from up here the way Sadie hit the ball, but one of those, her arm came down on top of it, so she gets called for the foul. And at the free throw line is Emily Fink. Misses the first. 4:45 to play in the half. Streaks trail 25-24. Streaks basketball here on WGIL, brought to you in part by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Craddy Insurance for all your insurance needs. Also Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Second shot up and good for Fink. They get 26-24. Sadie Hamilton with it in the backcourt. Gives to Paige Klink across midcourt. She got called for the double dribble.
A little bit of a delayed whistle.
Yeah, well, it sounds the same right official call that missed the one on this side earlier, right in front of him, but didn't miss that one, though. Back in for Galesburg, Mickey Rodriguez, Rainey Sibley, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, and Myra Diggins, 4:40 to play. Full court pressure. Gronewald inbounding in front of the Illini West bench, and the inbound stolen away by Rainey Sibley. Hands off to Ty Peachy, and now they get a tie-up as Rainey gets knocked to the floor. She and Ty Peachy and Tiffany Moore there with it, and the possession arrow pointing toward Illini West.
I think this official must be counting by halves, because I'm pretty sure she had 5 seconds well before that ball got inbounded.
That's what I was thinking. And it's not, you know, the count doesn't stop until somebody touches it inbounds. Now we've got a turnover I thought the Streaks had knocked that one out, but they're going to say it went off, I think, Moore's hand last, so the Streaks will bring it from just in the backcourt. Myra Diggins inbounds to Ty Peachy, 4:33 to play in the half. Right baseline, this is Megan Young with it. Now at high, it goes to Myra Diggins. Now Ty Peachy looks over the defense, gives to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing, fires a long three, off the mark, no. Rebound tipped, and I believe Rainey Sibley's going to get called for going over the back on that one.
Yeah.
Went up and tried to tip it away, but who did she get on the back? Who's going to the line? Looks like it's going to be Fink again. So both teams over the limit, so it'll be two shots for Emily Fink.
One thing I'm noticing on the offensive end, without the Streaks having true post players in a lot of these sets, the player that ends up in the post is not doing a very good job of creating position down there, just kind of standing there as if it's part of the offense. You need to work that post even still to make the defense respect it. What's happening is Illini West is just not even paying attention to the player down in the post, and so they're able to jump out quicker in the passing lane. Somebody's got to make some movement down low and at least post up on the girl down there.
Fink missed the first free throw, banked the second one in, make it 27-24, Illini West. Ty Peachy gives to Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline, penetrates, picks up, looks for help, double team, kicks it out high to Myra Diggins. Now between the circles, it's Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the dribble and gets bumped as she penetrates. She is quick. She's like a water bug out there. Got bumped, and so Rainey Sibley will go to the free throw line for the first time.
Yeah, very, very good job by Rainey Sibley identifying. She had two options right there. Megan Young was open down here on the near side wing, or she had that open lane. She goes through the open lane. She gets the foul called on Fink, and now she's going to get some free throws.
First one is up and good for Rainey Sibley. Her first varsity points. Make it 27-25, 4:10 to play here in the first half. Streaks basketball here on WGIL, brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And Thorns Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. Second free throw, no good. This is Fink with it. Now it's Moore in the backcourt, and a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Keene, because he was thinking they might have ended up with a 10-second call.
They were real close right there. You could see the count adding up quickly. His girls were not making it a priority to get the ball over half court right there. And with the Streaks pressing the way they do, if you let the Streaks set it up, which they were able to do because the ball kept stopping, it's going to take you well past 10 seconds to get across the half-court line.
4:01 to play in the first half, 27-25. The Illini West lead. Our next broadcast will be coming up on Friday night as the Streaks will take on East Peoria. There will be a later one, 8:30 scheduled tip. And we'll have the action for you right here on WGIL as the Thanksgiving tournament continues. Coming up at halftime, we'll run down the schedule for this Thanksgiving tournament. Also, the rest of the Streaks' upcoming schedule. Of course, the boys hosting their own version of the Thanksgiving tournament again this year as well. 4 minutes to play in the half in the backcourt. This is Fink on the dribble, working against Emily Junk and Jessica Howard. Now gives it to Quiggle. Quiggle, long downcourt pass underneath, goes to Duffy, leans in up off the glass, can't hit, and Emma Junk trying to get the rebound, knocked away from behind, thought maybe we'd have it over the back call, but the ball goes off of Illini West last. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, and Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Long downcourt pass from Sadie Hamilton to Emma Junk. Emma got hold of it under the basket, tried to kick it out to Jessica Howard, but it's stolen by Moore. This is Moore on the dribble in the backcourt across the timeline, left side. And a bump foul called from behind. Is it going to go against Bailey Boyer? No, it's going to go against Jessica Howard. That'll be her second foul.
Tom, right there, Emily Junk has got to be more assertive. She got that ball under the post. Now, it was kind of an iffy pass by Sadie because it floated in the air a long time. She was able to get it clean, but take it to the rim. Try to draw that foul down there. The pass that Emily then had to make took too long to get out to the exterior, and it was an easy steal.
Tiffany Moore hits the first free throw with 3:33 to play into the Illini West lineup. Bailey Campbell and Caitlin Jacoby both check back in, as everybody for both teams has seen some playing time, I believe. Second shot for Moore is up, and this one is good as well. She's got 7 points for Illini West. Emma Junk on the block, left side. Nice pass to Sadie, running the floor, up off the glass, can't hit, gets her own rebound. Nope, jump ball is called as Sadie tried to bring it down and put the shot back up. Somebody else got a hand on the ball, and they call the tie-up. Possession arrow points toward the Streaks, 3:24 to play in the half. Back in for Galesburg, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Myra Diggins, Ty Peachy, and Rainey Sibley.
That was another possession right there where I think Emily Junk should have just taken the ball straight up to the basket. She made the extra pass to Sadie, which would have been a good pass if Sadie had been a little closer to the basket.
Ty Peachy with a penetration, scooped one up off the glass and got it with some contact. Nice move by Ty. She's got five and make it 29-27, Illini West. 3:07 to play in the half. Illini West knocked away from behind by Rainey Sibley. Can't quite run it down. Nice hustle by Rainey to knock it away from Bailey Campbell from behind, but the Chargers will have it on their own left baseline.
Yeah, good hustle right there by Rainey. She saw that the Charger was dribbling it out to the side, so it made for an easy pick.
Right wing, this is Campbell. She'll fire the three, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Gronwald on the weak side, leans into the right side, up off the glass, and got it.
She's been a beast inside. That's 10 rebounds for her now.
And Gronwald with 8 points. This is Rainey Sibley, three-pointer left wing up and good. Nice looking jump shot there from Rainey Sibley. And make it 31-30 now, Illini West. 2-on-1, Illini West break. Nice look underneath. Leaning in, this is Duffy. Gets it up off the glass and good. With her first basket, make it 33-30, Illini West. Mickey Rodriguez out high on the right side. Looks over the defense, puts on the floor. Now gets to Myra Diggins, top of the key. Left wing, Rainey Sibley. Now to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Ty will fire the three from straight on. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Megan Young. And thought we were going to have an over-the-back call. That's what Zach Keene wanted, but instead it's a tie-up. But unfortunately, the ball goes to Illini West. Yeah, I thought Megan may have made some contact on that
one. Yeah, it definitely looked like there might have been some contact there, and the Streaks might have gotten away with one. But nonetheless, good job by Emily Junk being aggressive on the inside and getting there. She's just got to do a better job. You've got to be proactive on the offensive end and get that box out started a little sooner so you can get position.
Nice hustle on the inbound. Jessica Lieber knocks the ball away, and the Chargers will reset. 2:16 to play in the half. Streaks trail 33-30. Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, Jessica Howard, and Emma Junk in for the Streaks. Full court pressure, and in it comes to Haley Getz. Getz across midcourt, right side. Didn't see, had somebody open under the basket. It was Duffy. Didn't see her. Now picks up, nearly traveled with it, and gives way and a tie-up as she gave it to Bailey Campbell. Sadie Hamilton able to reach in and tie her up, and the Streaks get it back on the alternate possession. Now, some of those plays like that earlier, they were calling fouls on those.
Yeah, yeah, and now it seems like we're switching to the other extreme. We're going to call jump balls and everything, and there's a turnover.
Yeah, Emma Jugg couldn't handle the pass. Coming up with it is Jacoby. Right side, can't hit the shot. Jessica Howard down with a rebound for the Streaks. Jess on the dribble in the backcourt, gets to Paige Kling. She'll bring it across midcourt, right side. Stops within the circles, gives to Jessica Howard, right wing. She'll stop and fire the three off the mark. No. Paige Klink has the rebound go off her hands, coming down with a Getz for Illini West. Now it's Jessica Howard knocking the ball away, but Jacoby comes up with it, drives in right side, gives to Duffy, travel with the basketball.
Yep.
And the Streaks get it back on Illini West turnover with 1:35 to play in the half, trailing 33-30.
A little contact there from Jessica Lieber, but nonetheless, it was a travel as just Duffy could not get into her post move. She seemed a little too regimented there and kind of got off her balance and couldn't get back the move without traveling.
Ty Peachy on the dribble gets a pick from Mickey Rodriguez. She's got it on the volleyball spike line. Near travel, no call. Now Ty Peachy with the top of the key to Myra Diggins. Left wing, Rainey Sibley. Another three-pointer left side. In and out. No good. Rebound to Megan Young. Up off the glass and got it.
Great job by Megan Young getting position right there, and she was able to get that ball and put it right back up and in.
Streaks trail 33-32, 1:12 to play, first half. This is Jacoby, drives in, tries to get it inside to Gronwald. It goes off of, thought it went off Gronwald's leg. They're going to say it went off of Ty Peachy last. And Illini West will have it on their own right baseline. Tiffany Moore to inbound, 1:08 to play in the half.
33-32, Streaks have been kind of in this in-between zone of get it, keep falling behind, tying it up. They need a run.
Moore with an 18-footer, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Myra Diggins. Now it's Ty Peachy, less than a minute to play in the half. Ty on the dribble, top of the key, penetrates right side, kicks out Mickey Rodriguez, right wing, fires a three, and got it!
Well, you know what they say, Tom, the 11th try is the charm.
There you go. Make it 35-33 Streaks. Moore on the dribble, nice look, left side, layup up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Myra Diggins. Oh, wow. Now on the rebound, Moore came down with it, put it up and in. They're going to call the foul on Myra Diggins. That's her third. So Tiffany Moore makes the basket, chance at the traditional three-point play, and we are tied at 35 with 40.9 to play. So good to see Mickey finally get one to fall. She's had several that were right on the mark, and that one was nothing but net. We're tied at 35. 40.9 to play in the first half. Free throw up and good by Moore as Illini West retakes the lead, 36-35. Full court pressure, Sadie Hamilton, nice pass to Paige Klink. Paige on the drive, gives to Jessica Howard, right wing, puts up the three, in and out, no good. Sadie with the tip up, no good, gets her own rebound, up off the glass and got it.
Good job by Sadie to stay with that one and get that ball up and in.
37-36 streaks with 22 seconds to play. Now Emma Junk on the steal. Gives to Jessica Howard, right wing. She'll drive right baseline. Stops, pulls up. Gives to Sadie running down the lane, right side. Up off the glass and got it. So two quick baskets for Sadie Hamilton. That time off the Emma Junk steal. Make it 39-36 streaks with 8 seconds to play. Cross midcourt left side. This is Grunewald. 17-footer left wing is up and good. 2 seconds to play. Paige Klink, long downcourt pass. Jessica Howard not going to get the shot off in time, even though she got fouled on it. But we have played one half of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks finally retake the lead, and they go into halftime. It's Galesburg 39, Illini West 38. We'll come back with our halftime report. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedloves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedloves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Some have asked if the restrictions on my diet have bothered me, while others wonder if I can find time to fish or squeeze in a poker game every now and then. My response was always the same. The biggest pain about my dialysis is depending on a friend or one of my kids to get me there and back. But thanks to Handy Van, I can no longer complain.
Curbside transportation built around your schedule. Stop by the office in the Galesburg Community Center on Simmons for more information. Handy Van is on the go for you.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Convenient, efficient, reliable. If a service doesn't meet that criteria, I really can't say it's beneficial. Way to go, City Bus.
The Gold Line travels the route twice an hour, so you can get to places like the Sandberg Mall, the Galesburg Public Library, and the movie theater in just minutes. Running errands on Henderson Street or the Walmart Shopping Center has never been easier. The bus will pick you up at the corner of any intersection or bus shelter, and you're on your way.
I'm Craig McCluskey. He's Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Rumor has it I'm fussy, especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorns and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorns Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
WGIL. Proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Kimmy Peck with WGIL, reminding you that Discovery Depot's Festival of Trees is Thursday, December 2nd from 5 to 8. Lots of beautiful trees for sale with silent and live auction items. As usual, there will be complimentary food and drinks. Take the whole family. Get more details at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along for the opener for the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team. We are at halftime, and the Streaks lead the Illini West Chargers 39-38 is our score. Streaks were trailing 19-13 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Illini West 26-19 in that second quarter, and a good chunk of those points coming in the last couple of minutes of that second quarter. Streaks got off to a quick start with Jessica Howard hitting a couple of threes early on, but offense went kind of stagnant for some time after that. Finally, some others got into the scoring column. The Chargers early on, a couple of players getting all their scoring, but then they kind of spread it around as well. And pretty good ball game so far, first half. Still still a lot of turnovers, not quite as bad as it was last year at this point, but still a lot of turnovers in the game, and the Streaks with a 39-38 lead. In the opener of the Thanksgiving tournament tonight, it was a bit of a surprise. Dunlap with a big win over Alleman, 72-53. Not a good-looking Alleman ball club, at least tonight. Don't know if that's the way it's going to be throughout the season. Dunlap did not look bad, but Alleman just really did not look good tonight. The other game's actually going on this evening. Down at Metamora High School, East Peoria is taking on Springfield, and the host Metamora Redbirds are taking on Leroy tonight. Our next action in the tournament coming up Thursday night out at John Lewis Gym at Carl Sandburg College. East Peoria takes on Illini West. Then at Knoxville, the Blue Bullets will take on Metamora. Friday night here at John Field Gym, the Streaks back in action. They'll have a late game at 8:30. They'll take on East Peoria. We'll have the game for you right here on WGIL. The early game that night getting underway at 5:30. Metamora takes on United Township, followed by this Illini West team against Leroy. And then coming up this Saturday, things will get underway at John Field Gym at 10:30 a.m. Leroy will take on Dunlap. Knoxville plays Alleman at noon. Springfield and UT play at 1:30. Then at 4:30, Dunlap plays UT. Alleman takes on Leroy. And Galesburg will take on the Springfield Senators at 7:30 on Saturday night. And, of course, the tournament will continue the following Friday. In between, the Galesburg Silver Streaks will open up Western Big Six play. They'll be on the road at Quincy next Tuesday night, the 23rd of November. And Jim Wyman will actually be along to bring you the call of that one along with Eric Gibson, as the Streaks will be on the road at Quincy coming up next Tuesday night for their Western Big Six opener. Got a good one here tonight. Still another half of basketball as the Streaks lead the Chargers of Illini West. 39-38. We'll come back and bring our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. There is a boil order in effect for the village of Smithfield for west of the Red Brick School until further notice. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of light rain in the afternoon, high 52. And Thursday, sunny, gusty winds and a high of 46. Right now in downtown Galesburg, 43 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, halftime, Streaks lead 39-38. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. 39-38, Streaks with the halftime lead. And let's take a look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. And, Eric, a game where somewhat like last year, a whole lot of turnovers. Fortunately, it hasn't been quite as bad, but Illini West on the short end of that, though, as far as the turnovers go, among other things.
Yes, they turned the ball over 21 times to Streaks 14. That was probably the biggest disparity. However, the numbers don't tell the whole truth because the Streaks aren't really capitalizing off that. So it looks like a giant number when you look at it. But with seven extra turnovers, you think the Streaks would be easily in control of this game, especially with how many threes they've put up. Yeah. They're 6-for-33 from distance, which is only 18%. And we talked about the fact that Coach Massey wants them between 25% and 30%. And 7-for-17 from the two-point range, so 26% from the floor, whereas the Carthage or Illini West Chargers are shooting it much better.
You're doing it too now. It's contagious.
Yeah. 14 of 26 from two-point range. They're only 1-for-1 for the three-point range, so they're shooting at 56% for the field. Much better percentage, but obviously with all those shots coming from inside and all the turnovers, that's compounding themselves.
Just about ready to get things underway in the second half. Streaks with a 39-38 lead. Scoring-wise, Jessica Howard, 16 points for the Streaks in the first half. 3 for Mickey Rodriguez, 4 for Sadie Hamilton, 5 points for Ty Peachy, 4 for Megan Young, 3 for Myra Diggins, 4 for Rainey Sibley. Streaks 7 of 12 from the free throw line. Illini West was 9 of 13. They were led in scoring by Lauren Gronewald's 10 points. Moore with 8 in the first half, 7 for Carter Ware, 2 for Gracie Bastard, 5 for Fink, 2 for Duffy, and 2 for Bavery.
And the first possession by Carthage, just a flat turnover, as it looked like Bailey Campbell just dribbled it out of bounds and it turned it back over to the Streaks.
Mickey Rodriguez with the basketball, and she has it knocked away. And are you kidding me? Jamie Johnson, who sat out a good chunk of that, I don't even know if she played in the second quarter. She had 3 fouls, and she just gets called for an absolute touch foul right there on a turnover by the Streaks. So Jamie's going to go back to the bench after getting 15 seconds of playing time here in the second half.
Yeah, a touch foul, but that was created by another poor pass by the Streaks, causing another turnover. You cannot foul turnovers by turnovers. It gets you nowhere.
Nice post move that time by Carter Ware on the left side. She's got 9 and make it 40-39, the Illini West lead. Ball knocked away on the full court pressure. Streaks will get it back and bring it from three-quarter court. Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Myra Diggins, Megan Young, and Jessica Howard? Yeah. Ty Peachy also for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. This is Ty with it in the backcourt, across midcourt, right side on the dribble. Penetrates, now kicks out to Jess on the right wing. Jessica on the dribble, stops at the right elbow. Ooh, had Megan Young wide open under the basket, didn't see her. Now it's Ty Peachy, swings it to Jessica Howard, left wing. Out Mickey Rodriguez out high on the left side, long three-pointer off the rim, long. Rebound comes down to Dana Bundy. And what is the call?
It must have been a slap foul because it didn't really look like there was a whole lot there, but another foul call nonetheless.
I'm not even sure who they called it on, but I'm losing track. There was so many of them in the first half.
So, Megan Young got called for that foul.
Okay, Megan picks it up. So that will be, I believe that's her second foul. This is Moore. Nice pass left
great
side to Ware.
She looked the defense off, fed Carter Ware, and Carter got an easy two, and that was all created by Moore.
This is Jessica Howard, gives to Sadie Hamilton now for the Streaks, out high right side. Back to Jess on the right wing. Fires a long three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Ware for Illini West. This is Gronewald running down right side. Another nice pass left side goes to Bailey Campbell, who lays it up and in. Just like that, 42-39 lead. Nice look from Paige Klink to Emma Junk down on the left side. Emma lays it up, can't hit. Rebound goes to the floor, and we've got a tie-up. Nice job by Emma getting a hand in there on it, and the possession arrow pointing toward the Streaks. 6:39 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 44-39, and now we'll have a line change again. Didn't even get everybody that was in that time, but now we've got Rainey Sibley, Mickey Rodriguez, Myra Diggins, Megan Young, and Ty Peachy for Galesburg. Rainey will inbound, right baseline, in it goes to Myra Diggins. Top of the key, it's Ty Peachy, left wing. Oh, thought she was going to go left wing. Now has it poked away. Ty able to run it down in the center circle. Now penetrates, kicks to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Fires a three, off the rim long. Rebound comes out long to Megan Young. Lost it off her foot, though. And the Streaks turn it over with 6:26 to play in the third quarter, trailing 44-39.
Right. That was a good play right there by Ty Peachy, but she's got to get that ball to Rainey Sibley right away. You want to keep this offense moving. That's the whole point of this offense. And eventually Sibley was able to get that one up, but you want to do that right away so you can get the defense moving as well.
Full court pressure, near turnover, and Myra. You're kidding me. The official furthest from the play again calls a foul. Myra gets called for a bump from behind, and as she and Ware were both going for the basketball, they both kind of went to the floor, and Myra gets called.
That's her third.
Did they call it on? They called on Myra. Yeah, okay. I thought I already had her for three. I must have given her somebody else's foul before. Now the ball gets knocked into the backcourt, and that's the, by the way, the third team foul on the streaks here in the second half. 6:20 to play, and actually Galesburg's going to get it. It went off the line at West last. Galesburg has it under their own basket. Mickey Rodriguez inbound, and it comes to Myra Diggins on the right wing. Gets to Ty Peachy. She'll fire the three from the right side. It's long, and the ball falls out of bounds, and the line at West will bring it the length of the court.
You can tell it's the first game of the season, Tom. A lot of air balls in this game for the streaks.
Yeah, a few nerves on both sides. Long down touchdown pass to Ware, but the Streaks do a nice job getting back defensively. Moore runs it down. Layup is no good. Rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. Down it goes to Megan Young running the court left side. Lays it up, no good. Partially blocked by Gronewald. And now a jump ball called. I'm not sure where that came from. I don't know. But nonetheless, the possession arrow points toward Illini West. I don't know why the whistle even blew, honestly. Illini West had possession of it, but now Ty Peachy with a steal on the inbound. Picks up and gets bumped by Moore. And that will be, looks like the...
Ty looked like she could be playing in the Streaks defensive backfield there with that. It was a nice pick right there by her. She had to go back over her shoulder and pull it away from the offensive player. Looked like she could have been playing a little cornerback.
And the way she took the hit also, because Moore put a hip into her, knocked her to the floor, she was just fine, popped right back up. By the way, that's the third foul on Tiffany Moore. That's going to affect the ball handling of Illini West as she goes to the bench now. And the Streaks turn it over. Paige Klink lost it in front of the Streak bench as she's in there along with Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, and Sadie Hamilton.
That was the Streaks being a little too regimented on offense.
Now Bastard has it wide open, runs it down right side. Somebody lost their person they were supposed to defend, and Evan Massey wants a timeout. 46-39 is the Illini West lead as Bastard lays it up and in. And is this going to be a 30-second timeout? Yes,
yeah,
it is.
It's going to be a 30. He's going to use this essentially as a teaching, B as a line change. I don't think he liked the lineup he had out there. He didn't feel like they were picking it up defensively. We saw a couple times there where they weren't keeping their assignments, their containments on defense. You saw them that particular play. I believe it was Meyer got her head turned the wrong way, and the offensive player blew right by her for that layup, and that was Bassett that was the one that scored that basket.
5:51 to play third quarter. Streaks trailing 46-39. In fact, Galesburg has not even scored here in the second half.
Another dry spell for the Streaks.
Think you're going to make your game?
No. I'm going to go with a no on that.
Just checking. This is Paige Klink with the basketball. Right wing goes to Emma Junk outside the three-point arc. Back to Myra Diggins out high left, right side. Now left side to Paige Klink. Looks over the defense. Swings to Jessica Howard. Fires a long three from the right side. It's short. Rebound comes down to the weak side. Tipped out by Emma Junk. And it's going to go off Emma last. And Jessica Lever tried to get to it. Nice job by Gracie Bastert keeping Jessica from getting to that basketball.
Well, another missed three-pointer for the Streaks. They're just cold today, and that's causing a lot of issues because they're not able to set this press as often as they'd like.
This is Bastard. Nice look to the left side to Ware. Up and a foul.
And not only is it a foul, but they're going to take the basket away from Carter Ware and not give her the free throws, which I...
I don't know.
I don't know how you don't give her the free throws on that if you're going to call the contact.
Yeah, Emma Junk got called for the foul on it, but they're going to say it was on the floor beforehand. Inbound comes to Gronewald. She puts it up off the glass. Somebody lost her on that play on the inbound. Gronewald with 12. And Jessica Lieber has it now for the three. She'll drive left baseline. Nice look to, oh, wow. Wow. Jessica Lieber penetrated, made a nice dish to Emma Junk on the right side. They called her for the charge, though, and I do not think that Lauren Gronewald was set.
Well, a good effort by Lauren Gronewald, but right, I guess you take those when you can get them. There was one earlier that I thought a charge call should have been made and wasn't. So it's kind of interesting that they get the iffy one right there.
So the Streaks turn it over, trailing 48-39, 5:17 to play, third quarter. Ty Peachy, another one. Another one got in there and knocked it away, but not able to come down with it before it goes out of bounds, and the Chargers will inbound in front of the Streaks bench. In for the Streaks, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy, and Jessica Howard. Gronewald inbound, gets it into Bastert. Bastard on the dribble across midcourt left side. Knocked away by Rainey Sibley. Nearly went off of Bastard again, but unfortunately for the Streaks, Rainey hit it last.
In the first half, when the Streaks went through this same kind of dry spell, the Streaks did a give and go. I wouldn't be surprised to see Evan Massey try to go back to that here soon.
On the right side, Jacoby Woods, it kicks it out high. The ball's going to go into the backcourt. Rainey Sibley trying to run it down, and a foul's going to be called.
No, over and back.
Oh, over and back. Okay, I honestly thought the official on this side was going to call foul as both Rainey and, I think, Gronewald were diving after the ball.
Which is one of the fouls I hate being called the most. If there's a free ball and both players have equal opportunity to it, it's hard for me to see fouls being called, but they get called all the time nonetheless.
In for Galesburg, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, and Mickey Rodriguez. 5:04 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 48-39. Myra to inbound on the near sideline. In the backcourt, it goes to Paige Klink. Paige back into the front court on the dribble. Right side gives to Emma Junk outside the three-point arc. Tried to kick it out high to Myra Diggins. Finally runs it down. Now gets to Jessica Lieber, left wing. She'll drive baseline. Stops. Lays it up off the glass. Got it! And this time they call the block. Nice move again by Jessica Lieber. And just like you said, Eric, there are times if maybe the threes aren't falling. Well, you take advantage of those penetration opportunities when you have them. And Jessica Lieber did just that.
Yeah, great job by Jessica right there. Lining it up, being able to get into the lane and then finish the play. I'm kind of surprised, though, that they didn't call that charge. I thought that was more of a charge than the last one they called. But
yeah, that honestly, I would agree with you. If you were going to call one, that would have been it. But nonetheless, maybe there was a makeup for the last one. But we'll take it, though. So Jessica with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Free throw up, no good. Rebound comes down to Gronewald. And there were travel by Bastard, no call. Bastard, nice look underneath on the right side of Duffy. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down off the hands of Myra Diggins. And, boy, a jump ball called. All kind of contact. There were three orange jerseys all over the top of Myra Diggins. Fortunately, the possession arrow pointing toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. There we go. 4:44 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 48-41. Jessica Lieber gets it to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Drives baseline. Stops. Looks for some help.
Oh,
nice
great
look underneath
pass.
To Emma Junk. Up off the glass. Left hand. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Lauren Gronewald. Yeah, beautiful pass from Mickey Rodriguez. And now a steal by Paige Klink. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Drives left baseline. Nice look underneath to Emma Junk again. Up off the glass. Right side. Got that one to fall.
You go ask Emma Junk which one of those she thought was going in. I guarantee she would say the easy one, and that one was going to come out.
Yeah, because defense was all over on that one. Now Myra Diggins with a steal on the pressure. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Long downcourt pass. Mickey Rodriguez stops right wing. Fires a long three-pointer. Can't hit. And the rebound tipped out by Jessica Lieber. Emma Junk runs it down. Now Mickey has it out near midcourt on the left side. Gives to Paige Klink out high on the right side. Paige on the dribble. Now tap of the key out between the circles. Myra Diggins. Now a long three from Jessica Lieber. Got knocked off her spot afterwards on the box out. Now Bastard has it. Runs it down left side. Lays it up off the glass. Can't hit. Bothered by Lieber. Now Jessica Lieber has it. After the rebound by Myra Diggins. Now back to Myra. Now Paige Klink across midcourt right side. Right wing, Mickey Rodriguez. Long three. Gets knocked off her spot again. Rebound, Emma Junk. Up off the glass and got it. That's twice now that I've seen the last 2 3-pointers that were shot, that one by Mickey, the one before by Jessica Lieber. Whoever the defender was didn't just block him out. They really knocked him out of the spot. Could have been a foul call, but the official was watching the shot both times. Now a quick one back the other way, laid up and in, and I believe that was that Bastard that got that last shot?
It was Duffy.
Duffy. So make it 50-45, the Illini West lead.
Well, good job by the Streaks hustling back. Unfortunately, they just turned the ball over once again as they were trying to push the ball up the floor. But on defense, we've seen a pretty good effort in this game getting back. One of the things you and I talked about before the game.
This is Bastard with it. Runs across right side. Knocked away from behind by Ty Peachy. Now it's Bavery coming up with it. I think a reach foul is going to be called on Sadie Hamilton, who's in for the Streaks.
Right there, Sadie's just got to keep her hands in the air. She swatted down at Bavery. Bavery was going to be intimidated by a block either way because she doesn't jump when she shoots it, especially on the inside. And all Sadie had to do was keep her hands in her face.
First free throw up and good. That's the third foul on Sadie Hamilton. Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Rainey Sibley also on the floor for the Streaks. 3:11 to play, third quarter. Streaks trailing 51-45. At the free throw line, Rachel Bavery, second shot, no good. Rebound comes down. Sadie Hamilton got Megan Young and also Jordan Quiggle were going after the ball. They all fell out of bounds, and Sadie touched it last. So the Chargers will have it. They'll inbound on their own right baseline. More inbounds to Getz. Nice pass inside goes to Bavery. Gets it up off the glass and in.
Somebody's got to cut her off from the basket right there.
53-45 as Ty Peachy loses the handle on it against the full court pressure.
Well, she was being hawked right there by Tiffany Moore, and Tiffany Moore in Ty's comfort zone, and she just could not get a control of the ball once she got around the half-court line.
2:59 to play, third quarter, 53-45, Illini West, and maybe we'll get another five call. Yes, we do. Five-second call. Yes,
I'll tell you what, between the two bald officials, this one is a lot quicker on the five call than the other one is, because the other one was counting, I think, by halves. This guy counts by twos.
Ty Peachy in the backcourt on the dribble, gives to Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Sadie looks over the defense, gives to Megan Young. Now right wing to Ty Peachy. Now out high it goes to Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down and goes to Quiggle. Quiggle gives to Getz in the backcourt still. Now back to Quiggle in the backcourt. She'll get it across midcourt left of the center circle. Nearly traveled. Now Moore drives in left side. Stops 5 footer.
Oh,
Sadie Hamilton there with a hand straight up.
I don't know how you call that, Sadie. It's either should go as a no call or you call the charge, because Sadie was straight up.
Yep.
She had established position. She didn't move. And Moore jumped right into her.
So Sadie Hamilton picks up her fourth foul.
Some major foul trouble starting to line up for the Streaks.
Back in for Galesburg, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Myra Diggins, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jessica Lieber. 2:33 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 53-45. First free throw was up and no good for Moore. Yeah, Sadie was absolutely set, had the arm straight up, and Moore initiated the contact. Second free throw no good. Rebound off the hands of Bailey Boyer. Jamie Johnson runs it down. Gets to Jessica Lieber across midcourt left side. Nearly has her pocket pick. Gets it back. Now Bailey Boyer comes up with it for the Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline three-pointer. Off the back iron, no. Rebound tipped up by Myra Diggins. Jessica Lieber comes up with it. Mickey Rodriguez, right wing to Jamie Johnson. Actually, pass was tipped away. Streaks are going to have it on their own right baseline with 2:16 to play here in the third.
Well, so far, the Streaks down eight. The Chargers are in the bonus. They're going to have to go on a, Streaks are going to have to go on a little flurry here and play some good defense.
Mickey Rodriguez drives to the right baseline, puts up the 10-footer, gets blocked, but she's also fouled in the process by Bailey Campbell. So Mickey goes to the free throw line with two shots with 2:13 to play. Fourth team foul now on the Chargers. First shot is up and good for Mickey Rodriguez. She's got 4 points on the night, a three-pointer in the first half. 2:13 to play here in quarter number three. Second shot away. This one is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Gronewald. Stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Falls to the floor. Gets it out to Bailey Boyer. Great hustle by Jessica Lieber. Now Mickey Rodriguez traveled to basketball. She was thinking about trying to get a move to get that shot off and shuffle the feet before she put it on the floor. Streaks turn it over with 2:06 to play.
21 turnovers so far for the Streaks.
So this game is very reminiscent of the one we saw last year between these two ball clubs. And now a near steal by Myra Diggins. Illini West still with it in the backcourt.
Oh, just absolutely threw it away. Pass.
Yeah. Gronewald just threw it to the scorer's table. The Streaks get it back as they'll bring in Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Rainey Sibley, Megan Young, and Sadie Hamilton. 1:59 to play, third quarter.
29 turnover so far for Illini West in this game to 21 for the Streaks. 53-46, Charger lead, and ooh, wow. Sadie almost caused an over and back right there with that inbounds pass right around the half-court line.
Ty Peachy right wing, swings it over to Rainey Sibley on the far side, out near midcourt. Rainey on the dribble, penetrates, nice move, a nice little crossover, but she lost it going into the paint, jump ball called. Made a nice move initially, then lost the handle of it and ran right into to Gronewald, and the possession arrow pointing toward Illini West. It'll be Gronewald inbound. Megan Young up playing the basketball. And a near steal again by Ty Peachy, but Moore comes up with it. Moore with numbers gets to Ware on the right block, gets it up off the glass and in.
Pretty much if Ware gets it within 5 feet of the basket, the Streaks have no one that can really contest her shot.
This is Rainey Sibley at the free throw line. Picks up, gives to Sadie Hamilton out high left side. Left wing to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble, brings it back out high. Penetrates now and... A reach call on somebody.
I think somebody breathed on her while she was going in.
Oh, no. Nope, it wasn't on Ware. Who was it? Bastard, they called it on. Her third foul. I'm not sure where that one came from. Trying to even things up as that's the 15th foul now on Illini West. 55-46, the Charger lead. 1:28 to play, third quarter. Jessica Howard will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Sadie Hamilton, left wing out high left side to Ty Peachy. Back to Jessica Howard, left baseline, fires a three. It's blocked. Rebound, Megan Young tips it up. Can't hit, gets her own rebound, and it's stolen away as she goes up with it. Nice defensive play by Dana Bundy. And now a foul called on Ty Peachy going for the steal. And that will be, is that the first on Ty? Yep, that's her first foul tonight. 18 fouls now on the streaks with 1:16 to play.
Unfortunately, Joss was not able to get a clean shot away there, and Megan Young did a good job, but she's got to just use a little bit more oomph to get that up and in off the square.
So we'll walk it back this way as that puts the streaks actually already over the limit. Going to the free throw line, Bailey Campbell with a chance at the one and bonus with 1:16 to play, third quarter. First shot is up and good. She's got 3 points on the night. Make it to a 10-point lead for Illini West, 56-46.
Biggest lead since it was 19-9 in the first quarter.
Second shot in and out, no good. Myra Diggins down with a rebound, gives to Jamie Johnson. Now it's Paige Klink with it. Also Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez in for the streaks. Jessica Lieber fires a three left wing, can't hit. Rebound weak side, comes down to Moore. Moore gives to Campbell across midcourt, left side on the dribble, cut off by Lieber. Now brings it back out to the wing. Double dribble, yeah, she put it up on her hip. And it's going to go back the other way. That, what, number 30 for the Chargers?
That would be number 30. 31, excuse me.
Oh, 31 turnovers now, yes, for Illini West. Wow. 1 minute to play. Full court pressure, and it comes to Paige Klink. Back to Jamie Johnson. Jamie across midcourt, right side on the dribble, penetrates. Nice look to Myra Diggins on the left side, knocked away from behind. And the foul, late whistle. Foul's going to be called on Tiffany Moore, and that's going to be her fourth.
When Myra Diggins sees Jamie Johnson coming down on the near side right there, she's got to establish a stronger post position so she can get the ball square and take it right up and in so that defender cannot get that hand in there.
And a nice, good post move by Jamie Johnson on the inbound pass from Jessica Lieber. Nice, strong move, puts it up and in, and gets the foul as well. And the foul goes against Bundy. That's her third foul. So foul trouble mounting for both teams. First points in the ball game for Jamie Johnson. Of course, she sat out, I believe, the entire second quarter with foul trouble. She got three early ones, and she still got three. But Jamie Johnson with her first points of the night. Free throw is up and good.
Yeah, she's been plagued by fouls a lot in this game, finally getting into some rhythm offensively. And it'll be interesting to see how much time she does get.
Now Ware gets it down on the left block, puts it up and in. She's not going to miss when she gets it down there and make it 58-49, 39 seconds. Jamie Johnson, three from straight on off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Jacoby. Jacoby across midcourt right side, 32 seconds to play. Now Ware, nice move in the post, lays it up with the left hand and good. Nice move from out near the free throw line, put it on the floor, laid it up with the left hand, make it 60-49. Now Jamie Johnson gives to Jessica Lieber, left wing, fires a three, ooh, air ball, rebound comes down. Mickey Rodriguez saves it in. Myra Diggins has it, leans in, uh-huh, and now her pass is going to go into the backcourt, so the streaks turn it over. She ran into, I believe it was Ware in there, Myra did, when she tried to post up and tried to get the pass out a little bit too much on it. And the streaks turn it over with 11.4 to play. Megan Young, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, and Sadie Hamilton back in for Galesburg. Inbound stolen away by Ty Peachy. Ty's going to run it down uncontested, right side up off the glass and good.
Good job by Ty right there, reading the passing lane. She's going to do it again.
Yep, and another steal for Ty. Less than a second of play. Oh, didn't get the shot off. Ty wasn't sure how much time was left, but so the streaks cut it to 9. At the end of the third quarter, it is Illini West 60, Galesburg 51. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streak's girls basketball on WGIL.
Now that McDonald's has the dollar menu at breakfast, feel free to hit the snooze again and again. Because now five breakfast favorites, like our hearty sausage burrito and bold cup of premium roast coffee, are not only quick and easy, but just a dollar each. So get some more sleep. We've got breakfast taken care of, and nobody makes breakfast like McDonald's.
At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Yeah, that's it. 8 minutes to play in the season opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, the opener of the Thanksgiving tournament, and the Streaks trail Illini West 60 48-51. Galesburg with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. It'll be Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, and Mickey Rodriguez on the floor for the Streaks. Same way they started the basketball game. This is Ty with the basketball on the dribble between the circles. Gets to Jamie Johnson, drives in left side, now pulls it back out to the left wing. Picks up, gets to Ty Peachy out high left side. Dribbles right. Now to Jessica Howard, left wing. She'll penetrate, kicks out to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles left baseline, scoops it up, can't hit. It's partially blocked by Ware, and there was contact on that one. That one you got to call either a charge or a foul.
I don't get how you don't call anything on that one, because Jamie ran right into Carter Ware, and there was either a block or a charge there, and neither was called. Ty,
on the inbound, Ty Peachy thought about passing, then finally fired up the three, and the Streaks are going to get it back. They're going to say the rebound went off Ware last, so the Streaks will trigger again from their own left baseline. Jessica Lieber in for Galesburg, as is Myra Diggins, inbound to Jamie Johnson. Ty Peachy now to Jessica Lieber, right side, fires a three, off the rim short. Rebound Ty Peachy, turns around, has it stripped away by Ware. Ware picks it up, gets it across midcourt to Jacoby on the left side. Jacoby on the dribble, nice move, crossover, and her pass knocked away. Myra Diggins comes up with a steal. Here's Ty Peachy on the run right side. Ty stops at the right elbow, kicks out to Jessica Howard, right wing. Now back to Ty Peachy on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Swing it over to Jessica Lieber, left wing. She'll fire the three long, and the rebound comes down to Ware for Illini West. Streaks just ice cold from the field. This is Jacoby, runs down right side, and a bump foul is going to be called on Ty Peachy.
We're going to say no shot.
And that'll be the second on Ty, but going to the free throw line will be Caitlin Jacoby with a chance of the one and bonus, as Streaks will bring in Emma Junk, Paige Plink, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, and Mickey Rodriguez. 6:59 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg trails 60-51. Free throw in and out, no good. Sadie down with a rebound for the Streaks. Outlet to Paige Plink, and got it right into a trap. Paige able to dribble out of it. Streaks have numbers. Megan Young, left wing, dribbles, penetrates by the free throw line, gets to Sadie Hamilton. She'll fire the three from straight on, can't hit. Rebound, Megan Young tried to get after it, and some contact under there went off of Megan last. So the Chargers will bring it the length of the court.
Great job by Megan right there, fighting in there for the rebound. Unfortunately, call does not go her way.
Inbounding will be Rachel Bavery back in for Illini West. 6:45 to play. Full court pressure, and it comes to Getz, also in. Haley Getz, 5'5 junior, gets it across to Jordan Quiggle. Quiggle, right wing, trapped up, looking for help. And nice look underneath. Ware gets it under the basket, turns, puts it up off the glass, and got it.
I'm telling you, if she's within five feet, she's impossible to stop.
Long three, right side, Mickey Rodriguez, no good. Emma Junk can't pull the rebound down. And the ball goes out of bounds off the Streaks last. Illini West brings it the length of the court, leading 62-51, 6:25 to play in the ball game. And it comes to Emily Fink. Fink on the dribble, gives to Getz. Now finally across midcourt is Quiggle with it. Quiggle rides down the right side, lays it up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Ware, same thing. Boy, I don't know how she gets that shot off. She barely got off the floor and got it up and in. Strong player in there. And make it 64-51. Mickey Rodriguez, left baseline. Long three-pointer is up. Off the back iron, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. Back out to Mickey. She'll fire the long three out high on the left side. Bounces off, no good. Sadie down with another rebound. Up off the glass and got it.
Good job by Sadie working the boards right there and getting her shot in after Mickey went 0-for on a couple.
First points of the quarter for the Streaks. This is Ware. Down court left side. Gives to Quiggle. Quiggle back to Ware. Ball goes to the floor.
30
and
seconds.
And it's knocked away.
Lane.
Yeah. Finally, the Streaks come up. Mickey Rodriguez runs it down in the front court. Hands off to Paige Klink. Paige drives right side, stops on the wing, kicks out to Mickey. Now top of the key, Sadie Hamilton fakes a three, penetrates, stops, puts up the 10-footer. No good, but she's fouled. Oh, it did go in.
And it counts.
Wow. I thought that one was going to fall short. Somehow it kind of rolled back up over the rim and went in. So Sadie Hamilton with a chance of the traditional three-point play. And we saw Sadie again on the dribble penetration from out high. It's something we didn't see from her last year.
Yeah, she's got to start being a little bit more aggressive, because it's obvious that Mickey Rodriguez just does not have her stroke tonight. Ty Peachy's been finding a lot of air from outside, and so has Jessica Lieber. So the Streaks need to find some points inside. I would like to see her and Jamie Johnson get a couple more penetrations.
And that cuts the lead to 8 as a free throw is up and good. Make it 64-56. And Jamie Johnson checks back in for Sadie Hamilton. She's in there with Ty Peachy, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Howard. across midcourt. This is Grunwald with a nice look to Moore running the floor on the right side. Nice job breaking the press and getting the easy two. Tiffany Moore gets the basket. Make it 66-56 as Ty gets tripped up from behind. And if that's against Moore, that's, I believe, going to be it. Yeah, I think that's Moore, and that is five. She fouls out of the basketball game. So their best ball handler is out of the game. Not that they don't have others, but their best ball handler and Moore fouls out with 10 points. Only two in the second half after scoring eight in the first. 66-56 is the Illini West lead, 5:13 to play. And Coach Zach Keene's going to take his entire, what do you get, 60 seconds to get your new player in? Or is it 30? He's taking
I think, whatever it is. I was going to say, I think it's down to like 30.
So Ty Peachy goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She was one for one in the first half. 7 points on the night for Ty. First shot is up and bounces off, no good. Rebound off of two. Oh, no way. Off of two Illini West players there. Knocked it out of bounds. And the official said it went off Myra Diggins. They both had Myra blocked out.
Wow.
Wow. And now a turnover as Rainey Sibley comes up with the ball for the Streaks on the full court.
Oh, nice
up off the glass
is
good. Nice move by Rainey. Scooped it up under the arm of the defender and make it 66-58. 4:58 to play. Grunwald on the dribble. Cross midcourt left side. And nearly traveled with it. Now on the right wing. The ball is knocked away.
Up,
yeah.
Oh, wow. He's going to get help. And the baseline official who had no vision of that play is going to help him out and say it went the other way. The official that was on top of the play made the call to Streaks.
So Illini West has it back in front of their own bench. Inbound comes to Campbell. Nice look underneath from Baster to Bavery, and she puts it up and in.
Streaks are giving up that weak side post basket every time down the floor if the Chargers want it.
Nice hesitation dribble. Jamie Johnson penetrates, drives uncontested down the right side of the lane, puts it up and in. Second basket for Jamie. She's got five. Make it 68-64, 25 to play in the ballgame. Full court pressure. Oh, wow. Another near steal by Myra Diggins, but she gets called for a bump. And that'll be her fourth foul, and we'll walk it back that this way as it'll be two shots as the Streaks.
The Streaks have
picked up their 10th.
Is that three players now with four fouls? Jamie's got four, Sadie's got four, and I believe Myra has four.
Yep.
So pretty much
yep.
The whole interior line has four fouls.
So Campbell at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good. 4:24 to play, 69-60. Illini West leads. Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez, Emma Junk, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton back in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Streaks need a run soon here because they're kind of hovering about 8 to 10 points out, and that's not going to do you much good come the end of the game.
Second shot up and good. Make it 70-60, Illini West. Full court pressure from the Chargers. Bailey Boyer with it in the backcourt on the dribble. Gets bumped by Bastert, and now that'll put Illini West over the limit. So Bailey Boyer goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's yet to score in the game tonight.
Bailey hit some issues from the three-point or from the free throw stripe last year. Let's see if she... An offseason of work has helped any to correct those issues.
First shot is up off the back iron. No. As checking back into the Illini West lineup is Campbell. She replaces Bastert. 70-60, the Illini West lead. 4:21 to play in the ballgame. Second shot up. Wow. That was no good off the left side.
You don't want to have empty possessions like that.
Dana Bundy comes down with a rebound. This is Jacoby, dribbles down the right side, puts it up off the glass and good. Jacoby gets her first basket of the ball game. Long three, Jessica Lever left side, no good. Sadie Hamilton sneaks in for the rebound, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound run down by Emma Junk on the left baseline. Gets to Jessica Lever, left wing, penetrates and scoops up a shot. Looked like she might have gotten bumped, no call. Rebound comes down to Grunwald. Grunwald, long down court pass goes to... Campbell can't hit it, but a foul on the rebound. And it's going to go against Bailey Boyer. And going to the free throw line will be Caitlin Jacoby with two shots. First foul on Bailey, 72-60 now is the Illini West lead. Make it 73 as the first shot is up and good. 3:48 to play in the ball game. Line change for the Streaks. Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy and Jamie Johnson in for Galesburg.
Streaks just been cold in this game. Too many missed shots. They're not even hitting from the inside. That's where you got to make your hay with this offense. If you're not hitting from the outside, you've got to be pretty proficient inside.
Second shot for Jacoby up and good as well. Make it a 14-point lead for Illini West. I believe that's the biggest in the ballgame, isn't
that
it?
That is.
3:45 to play, 74-60. Ty Peachy right wing, gives to Jamie Johnson, penetrates right side, pulls up with a five-footer and got it.
Good job by Jamie right there. Get the scoring starting. The good thing is every time the Streaks score, they can set up their press, and it's caused a lot of problems for Illini West.
Especially now that they've lost Tiffany Moore as a ball handler. This is Gronewald. Pulls up with the 10-footer right side. Can't hit, but there with a rebound. Bundy can't get the put back. Ty Peachy down with it for the Streaks. Chance. Oh, now Ty has her pocket picked by Gronewald in the backcourt. Gronewald on the dribble, right baseline, stops, pulls up with a 17-footer, no good. Jamie Johnson down with a rebound for Galesburg, gives to Ty Peachy. Ty, long down court pass, Jessica Howard, right wing, gathers herself for the three, now dishes off to Ty Peachy, running in right side, can't hit. Megan Young with a rebound, can't hit, blocked from behind by Gronewald, and then Gronewald went over Megan Young's back for the rebound, no call. Gronewald on the dribble, right side, and a timeout called by Zach Keene for Illini West. And this will be a full timeout with 2:51 to play in the ball game. It is Illini West 74, Galesburg 62. We will take a break as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
2:51 to play in the ballgame here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Tom Aerodiff along with Eric Gibson, Nick Devlin, our studio engineer tonight. Glad to have you along. 74-62, the Illini West lead in the season opener here for both ball clubs and the Thanksgiving tournament. Inbound comes to Gronewald, and that's got to be a charge.
Yeah, that should be an offensive foul right there. Gronewald puts the elbows out and catches Lieber in the face with one of them.
Jessica Lieber and Sadie Hamilton had her trapped up there, and she threw the elbow, got caught with it as Gronewald picks up her third foul. Jessica Howard with it, right baseline, penetrates up off the glass, can't hit, gets her own rebound, and now gets tied up on the rebound, possession arrow points toward Illini West.
So that's
Streaks can't get a break.
Yeah, that's the tough part right there. The Streaks aren't in the bunnies even right now. And if you're not going to hit the close ones, you're going to have a tough time coming back in this game.
Now a three-on-one break for Illini West, and it comes left side to Ware, and she, once again, on the block left side, she's not going to miss from in that close. Make it 76-62, 2:24 to play. Paige Klink to Sadie Hamilton, left wing. Sadie puts on the floor, drives in, stops with a runner, up, got it, and one. Now, I'm not sure where the contact came from on that one.
But at the same time, it looks like the Streaks need a little bit more of that. Sadie Hamilton putting it on the floor and taking it to the hoop. As she's quickly amassing points when she does that. She's up to 11 in the game. Let's see if she hits this to give her 12.
23 for Ware in the game. 16 in the second half. So the foul went against Ware, by the way. Sadie misses the free throw. Gets her own rebound, though. Kicks it out right side. Mickey Rodriguez fakes the three. Drives in. Nice pass to Sadie on the block right side. And nope, traveled with it. Yeah, Sadie was trying to make the move. Lost the handle on it and picked up the pivot foot. So the Streaks turn it over with 2:11 to play. Trailing by 12, 76-64. In for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Lieber, Jessica Howard, and Sadie Hamilton.
2:11 to go. The Streaks need a run here soon if they're going to get back into this one.
Now a foul away from the ball is called on who?
They're going to call it on Jessica Lieber. Holding Bailey Campbell. And that's Jessica cannot commit that foul right there. Make them try to beat your press.
Yeah, I didn't see. It was away from the ball, so I didn't see it. It looked like we were maybe going to get another five-second call on him as Dana Bundy wasn't finding anybody at that point. But we're walking back this way at the free throw line. Bailey Campbell, first one is up and good.
She's been pretty automatic from the free throw stripe.
Make it 77-64, 2:11 to play in the ball game. Illini West with the lead, second shot away, and it is good. 78-64, tied PG to Jamie Johnson. Jamie, top of the key on the dribble. Penetrates right side, now kicks out to Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer is short. Rebound off the hand of Ty Peachy and finally comes down to Bundy for Illini West. Now to Bastert. Bastert across midcourt. Campbell. Now it's Groenwald on the left wing. Back to Bastert between the circles. Out high right side. This is Bundy. Right baseline. Goes to Campbell. Now on the block. Goes to Ware. Nice pass left side to Groenwald. Ten-footer is up and good for Lauren Groenwald. She's got 14 in the game. Had 10 in the first half. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Sadie Hamilton running the floor down in the paint. Can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled. And the foul goes against Bundy. So Sadie Hamilton back to the free throw line. 1:34 to play. Streaks trailing 80-64.
Groenwald so far in this game, 14 points, 16 rebounds. She's been dominant on the boards, including five offensive boards.
Sadie Hamilton's first free throw is up and good. As Rainey Sibley checks in for Jessica Lieber. And they're obviously for defensive purposes, hoping you'll hit the free throw, be able to set up the full court press, and maybe get a quick steal. Second shot for Sadie up, and this one is good. And Myra Diggins is going to check in for Sadie Hamilton. They get 80-66. Streaks trail by 14 with 1:34 to play in the ballgame. Bundy to inbound. And overthrows, and it's stolen away by Ty Peachy. Swing it over to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Top of the key is Jamie Johnson. Long three is away. Short. Rebound run down by Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Gets tripped up from behind. Oh, wow. The official looking like he was going to call the foul, but instead he just says the ball goes off of Rainey Sibley. It looked like she had gotten tripped up going after that one.
Yeah, and that's not what you want right here. You don't want to be giving the ball back.
And now Rainey goes to the floor, picks one up, nearly an over and back on the streaks, but they come up with a steal nonetheless. Jessica Howard, right wing, 1:14 to play. Got to get a shot off, girls. Here's Ty Peachy out to Jessica Howard on the right side. Now Jamie Johnson, top of the key, now penetrates inside the free throw line. The runner is up, no good, but she's fouled, and it's going to go against Groenwald. Yeah, I believe it is, and that's going to be her fourth foul. So Jamie Johnson goes to the free throw line with two shots.
It's got to be driving Coach Keene nuts because that right there, you just let her have that layup. If she's going to get that close, don't even contest her and let her go to the rim because otherwise you're just giving them a chance to score with the clock stop. Although Jamie does miss the first end of this two free throws.
Zach Keene calls a timeout, another full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:05 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 80-66. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know it's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The annual Share-a-thon to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission comes up this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. 1:05 to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in the season opener trailing Illini West 80-66. Jamie Johnson at the free throw line with her second shot. On the floor for the Streaks, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Rainey Sibley, and Ty Peachy. So Illini West, as a school, has never beaten the Streaks. Carthage did come up with a win here in the past, but Illini West has not beaten the Streaks as Jamie misses the second shot with a minute to play. This is Bundy with it. Now to Bastert. Picks it up out high on the right side. Now this is Campbell with it on the dribble right wing to Ware on the block right side. Leans in up off the glass. Got it, and she's fouled by Jessica Howard.
If you're going to foul her there and not just give her the layup, then you've got to make sure she doesn't hit the basket too. Because this just kills you right here.
Yeah, she is a strong, strong player. So you got—I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well wrap her up. As she misses the free throw, rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson for the Streaks and lost a handle on it. Ware comes up with it for Illini West. 45 seconds to play the ball game. Bundy pass knocked away by Megan Young, and the Chargers will have it back on the near sideline with 42.2 to play. Danny Courtois back in for the Chargers. Myra Diggins in for Megan Young for the Streaks. 82-66 is the Illini West lead. Pass, inbound pass, knocked away by Rainey Sibley. Ty Peachy comes up with a tie on the dribble. Right wing, Jessica Howard thought about the three. They closed out on her. Now kicks it out to Jamie Johnson. She'll fire the long three out high left side. Short, rebound tipped up. Jessica Howard comes down with it. Now gets to Ty Peachy on the right wing. Back to Jess. Right baseline, fires a three. Short, rebound comes down to Ware with 22 seconds to play. Long downcourt pass to Bundy. And her pass is stolen away by Jessica Howard. Now Ty Peachy with 15 seconds to play. Long downcourt pass. Myra Diggins wide open under the basket, up off the glass and got it. 8 seconds to play. Bundy with it. Now to Bastard across midcourt with 1 second to play. And the Illini West Chargers, for the first time as a school, have beaten the Galesburg Silver Streaks in the season opener. Final score, Illini West 82, Galesburg 68. We'll take a timeout, come back with a postgame show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll also run down our final statistics and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score once again, Illini West 82, Galesburg 68. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up this weekend. Hi, I'm Dave Scholl, encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us reach our goal of helping those in need again this year.
Join us for the annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon coming up this Saturday on WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Love Sporting Goods.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. There is a boil order in effect for the village of Smithfield for west of the Red Brick School until further notice. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of light rain in the afternoon, high 52. And Thursday, sunny, gusty winds and a high of 46. Right now in downtown Galesburg, 43 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks lost their season opener. They fall to the Chargers of Illini West. Final score, 82-68, on a night where it was just the ball was not falling for the Streaks, and it wasn't just from behind the arc. They had some bunnies every now and then that they just could not get to fall either. But Illini West with a good effort, big game for Carter Ware. Also a pretty good game for Lauren Gronewald on not only scoring but on the boards as well, as Eric had mentioned earlier. And the Streaks fall by a final of 82-68. We'll take a look at our final stats coming up in just a bit. Also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Glad to have you along for Silver Streak Basketball, our season opener here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. As the Streaks get the season underway, not the way they wanted to go in the opener, but it's a learning experience. A lot of new players out there on the floor, and, you know, some nights the ball just does not go in for you, and this happened to be one of those nights. Still another game, not unlike last year's contest, plagued by turnovers, a lot of fouls. I mean, first game for the girls, first game for the officials, first game for the broadcasters, too. It's tough for everybody sometimes on opening night, but I guess just not quite as bad for Illini West. And really the difference was just the easy baskets. If Carter Ware got it inside 5 feet, the ball was going in. I don't know that she even missed one in that from that distance. I'm sure she probably did not, but a good night for her as she ends up with 25 points. And tough one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they lose the opener. They'll be back in action again, as we mentioned, coming up Friday night as Galesburg will take on East Peoria. It'll be a late one, scheduled to start at 8:30, so we'll take the air somewhere after 8 o'clock on Friday night. We'll have all the action for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The other game here tonight that opened the tournament, Dunlap with a big win over the Alleman Pioneers, 72-53. A pretty impressive effort from the Dunlap Eagles. Not a real good effort from the Alleman Pioneers in the game earlier this evening. So we'll see what happens as the season progresses with the Alleman Pioneers and, of course, the Galesburg Silver Streaks as well. 82-68, the final score. Streaks jumped out to an early lead on a couple of early threes by Jessica Howard, but trailed 19-13 at the end of the first quarter. In fact, they had been down 19-9 in the first quarter. Came back and took the lead at the half. The Streaks were up 39-38 at the half after outscoring Illini West 26-19 in that second quarter. But it was slow going in the third quarter as Galesburg was outscored 22-12. They trailed 60-51. Heading into the final quarter, and just really hovered around that trailing by 8 to 10 points, just could not cut it any closer during that fourth quarter. They were outscored 22-17 in the final quarter and end up falling by a final of 82-68. We're going to come back, and we will take a look at our post-game final statistics. Also get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Could your favorite charity use $100? Register today for F&M Bank's Hometown Hundreds with WGIL. Among our recent winners, Hope Wesleyan Church, the Galesburg Railroad Museum, the American Red Cross, and the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation. Simply fill out a Hometown Hundreds entry form at F&M Bank located on East Main Street and also at North Henderson and Fremont in Galesburg. Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. For details about Hometown Hundreds, visit WGIL.com. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Season opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They fall to the Illini West Chargers 82-68 is the final score. And time to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you McDonald's by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Well, we'll start off first off with the scoring. The Streaks led by Jessica Howard. She had 16 points. The bad news, though, all of those came in the first half, included four three-pointers and four for five from the free-throw line. And just like Eric had mentioned, we were having trouble even with the bunnies. Jesse even had a couple of chances on layups and couldn't get those to fall. 13 points for Sadie Hamilton. Nice effort, really, in that second half, especially the fourth quarter, really came alive with 9 points in the fourth quarter. She ended up with 13, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. After that, 7 points for Jamie Johnson. She got in foul trouble early, so all her points coming in the second half. Did a nice job for the Streaks. 2 points for Jessica Lieber, 7 points for Ty Peachy, 4 points for Megan Young, 5 points for Myra Diggins, 6 points for Rainey Sibley, including a three-pointer in the second quarter. 4 points for Emma Junk. She got a couple of easy ones under the basket after a few problems early on, trying to get the handle on the ball, but finally got a couple of them in there against some pretty good defense a couple of times. Streaks, I had them just 12 for 25 from the free throw
line.
That's
correct. That's what I had them at, too.
Wow. That's makes it kind of tough, too.
World on fire.
No, not at all. For the Illini West Chargers, they were led by Carter Ware, as we talked about. She scored 18 points in the second half, ended up with 25 for the ball game. Lauren Gronewald with 14 points, 10 of those coming in the first half, but an all-around good game. I know Eric will have more on that. I know she had was in double figures in rebounds as well. 10 points for Tiffany Moore before she fouled out of the ball game. She had 8 of those 10 in the first half, 7 for Bailey Campbell, 4 points apiece for Gracie Bastert. Caitlin Jacoby and Taylor Duffy, 5 points for Emily Fink, and 7 points for Rachel Bavery off the bench. Didn't get my free throws added up for Illini West as of yet. Let's see, they were 9 for 13 in the first half, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 out of, let's see. That can't be right.
Well, you're adding up your free throw numbers. I'll give you some of the disappointing other numbers.
Yeah, give us some more of those.
40 turnovers for the Illini West Chargers to 29 for the Streaks. If you have a plus 11 turnover margin, that's got to rack up in the win column. But I'm almost sorry to say, but the startling number, if you will, would be the shooting percentages. 6 for 33 in the first half for the Streaks from three-point range. They were 0 for 31 in the second half, finishing the game 6 for 64. That's 9% from distance.
Wow.
They shot 48%, as you said, from the line. And that's in contrast to Illini West, who was 32 of 51 from the two-point range. They only shot one three-pointer, and they made it. And then they were 16 of 26 from the free throw line is what I had. I don't know what you had.
I had 17 for 24. Pretty close either way.
Nonetheless, much better night shooting the ball for the Chargers.
82-68, the final score. And yeah, like you said, the Streaks defense, I thought, did a nice job on that full court pressure. They really, there were some Illini West turnovers that were unforced, but the Streaks really forced a lot of those errors and forced a lot of those turnovers, but yet not able to take advantage each time down the floor. And you want, you know, you cause a turnover, you want to get points off those turnovers, and that really is the difference in the basketball game.
Well, yeah, that, and if you look at this number is just sick too. Streaks put up 104 shots in this game. 104.
Wow.
The Chargers, 52.
Wow. So
when you double the shots put up from the opponent, you would think probably 99 times out of 100 you're going to win that game. Did not happen here. We said plus 11 turnover margin. With just looking at the raw numbers, you would think that the Streaks came out as victors in this game. But too many times that they draw air or draw a rim, that it, you know, they bombarded them with the shots. They shoot 20% in this game. You're coming away with definitely an easy win. And unfortunately for the Streaks, just they came up way too often. They were empty on all of their shots.
82-68, the final score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall on the season opener to the Chargers of Illini West. We're coming up, going to get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and also we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Our post-game final stats, once again, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We'll take our timeout and come back. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
I think I deserve a hot mocha this morning.
Ha ha! But what will you sacrifice for it? Flavor or value? You must choose one.
Not if I go to McDonald's for a McCafe mocha.
But are you willing to sacrifice staying in your nice warm car to get it?
Drive-thru?
Well, you just have an answer for everything. Stop the drums. No sacrifice today.
Oh, treat yourself to a fresh ground McCafe mocha, latte, or cappuccino. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. No sacrifice necessary.
The Rush Limbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey as the Streaks fall to Illini West in the season opener 82-68. Coach, a strange game in so many ways. You look at a lot of the statistics, as Eric was just going over. You look at a lot of the stats, like you won a lot of the battles but lost the war. Just, you know, you caused a lot of turnovers. Your press did a nice job causing some turnovers and some other things, but just the ball wasn't falling, not only from outside the arc, but, you know, some easy shots you couldn't get to go down either.
Yeah, it. I think you look back and, you know, you wonder of different things, of something that's subtle is in that first quarter that we just didn't get offensive boards at all. I think we had us into the end of the first quarter for one offensive board. We might have had two. And, you know, that, so they jump out, and so that kind of sets the tone of desperation. I think if we have a better first quarter, then our pressure in the second quarter, instead of getting us into the game, opens up and it becomes a big deal. But, you know, what I talked to you in the pregame about, I thought the two things were big issues of turnovers, that 26 turnovers in the style we're playing, that can't happen. And then the other was the fouls. And, you know, I tried to explain to the girls before that, you know, we have to adjust to the officials. That, yeah, there's no doubt, you know, have done this enough to understand that at the beginning of the year, this is how games are going to be called. And, you know, it's kind of like as a classroom teacher, you know, you start out in August and you don't allow anything. And it's kind of like you're going to set the tone. And we didn't make the adjustment to that. And, you know, that's something that you've got to have the ability to do with it. The other I thought was the style we were playing. You know, not glaring, because we've got so many kids that work so hard, but it kills us when there's, you know, if there's kids that just kind of coast a little in terms of a possession or defensively, and so that becomes an issue. And so we didn't do enough good things to make up for our shooting.
Yeah, and that's what it seemed like when you look at those turnover statistics, that, you know, they did have some unforced errors, but a lot of them were forced by your pressure, but just too many times you weren't able to take advantage and either score or, you know, there were times that you, in turn, turned the ball back over as well.
You got to, part of the idea of, you know, you get a turnover, they don't get a shot, but also you get maybe some quick shots, and I think you hit it exactly of some situations where that didn't work out for us that way. But I thought our kids that you know, first time out, or, you know, kind of first time out kids of, I thought, you know, Rainey was obviously a kid that played very well. And I think the point that I made with the varsity kids afterwards is, that Rainey's a good model for us in that it's not that she's on the varsity because she's quick. It's she's on the varsity because of how hard she plays. And then that goes with the quickness. But she created some things, did some nice things for us that way. I thought on the offensive boards then after that first quarter, I thought we got some good offensive rebounds from Megan Young and from Myra Diggins and from Sadie Hamilton in particular. We did a good job. Unfortunately, you know, that Jamie didn't play as much. No. You know, they probably needed to get her a little bit more involved in things.
Yeah, and that kind of made it tough. Obviously, she got in some early foul trouble. Then Sadie got into some foul trouble. But I thought both those two, both Jamie and Sadie, late in the game were able to come on and do a little bit more for you. And, you know, one thing we were really impressed with Sadie was that dribble drive. You know, at times last year, she'd be kind of hesitant when she would get it out on the perimeter. But she didn't hesitate at all taking it in and made some nice moves and got some baskets off of it.
I think that what happens is that you look too many times having to set up against their half court stuff. I think the same thing of, you know, we talked about this last year different times of giving up layups against the pressure. You know, what's the answer to it is, well, you know, it's usually what we're doing up front that's creating the issue for it, that I thought we did a decent job adjusting it in terms of changing our pressure from one thing to another that created turnovers that got us a run that got back into it. But it just, you know, you look of we had us for, I don't know what we were, we had us for 6 for 61 on threes. And what I would say, you know, the easy thing to say is, well, gee, if you're going to, you know, you live by the three, you're going to die by the three, is no, you live by the offensive rebound. Right. If you don't get it, you die from it. And when we've got 55 missed threes, you know, you would hope that, you know, we're getting, you know, probably 25 offensive rebounds out of that. And I don't think that was, you know, near what we were able to get.
And even at times when you did, just even those shots were hard to come by. For some reason, I just some of those easy ones weren't falling for you either.
Right. Yeah. And it, you know, hopefully we get better because, like you said, there's good things we did in it, and but we didn't do enough good things to win. And we'll certainly play teams stronger than this. So we need to, you know, we need to get better. But you know, the first game doesn't make a season, and they're a good group. They're very coachable. They work hard. And, you know, the disappointing thing for them, the disappointing thing for us as coaches is we've seen them practice. We've seen them do things this summer. They're much better than what they showed today. Yeah. And for them, it's the first game for a high school kid is always one where, you know, you want that opportunity to show how much you've changed and how much better you are than the year before. So it seems like that first game counts like double value
right.
Emotionally with things. And so we got to come back. We, you know, this weekend probably with East Peoria and Springfield, we'll play two teams that are really tougher than this team. But at this point in the year, you know, worry less about wins and losses, worry more about getting better.
Well, Evan, we always appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and we'll talk with you again on Friday night.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys being here. It does seem, though, I will admit after a while, that this is the first game, but it seems like, you know, gosh, we've done this before.
Yeah, did it ever end, right?
Yeah, it's never, you know, it's funny thing, and it's the same way for the kids. That it's, doesn't matter. It doesn't get... You know, it doesn't get any easier ever as far as accepting or taking losses.
Right.
And the same thing for the kids because, you know, with them, they're a group that really I appreciate their approach and their work ethic to things. So I'm confident that, you know, that we can end the losing streak and get ourselves back in there at some point.
You bet.
Thanks, though, guys.
Thanks very much. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks fall in their season opener to Illini West 82-82. to 68. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification about job vacancies here at WGIL, please notify Roger Lundeen at P.O. Box 1227, Galesburg, Illinois 61402. Or email us at jobs@galesburgradio.com. Call 342-5131 for more information. WGIL is an equal opportunity employer.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Streaks fall in the season opener to Illini West. 82-68 was the final score. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this was kind of a tough one to call. We discussed between a couple of players. One young lady, her first varsity action came out. Coach Massey just mentioned her, and she did a really nice job. Brings a lot of energy, and as he mentioned, she's not on the varsity just because she's quick. It's because of the way she plays, and we saw that tonight, and that can be contagious in a player like Rainey Sibley. Hit a three early in the game, and we talked in the pregame that she wasn't necessarily going to be a huge offensive threat, but showing that she can do a little bit on the offensive end as well. So Rainey had a really nice game, but another young lady also, which I guess, you know, were you looking more at the crunch time, a time when the Streaks were really trying to get themselves back into the basketball game, had gotten down by 14 and kind of went back and forth between an 8 and 10 point lead. And this young lady really did a nice job, especially came out with, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points in that fourth quarter. Ended up with a double-double on the game, 13 points and 11 rebounds. Sadie, yeah. Hamilton.
Yeah, and Sadie had the effort as well. I mean, Rainey's was a little bit more pronounced because mm-hmm. you see her on the exterior. She was playing outside. She had to chase a lot more guards. But Sadie was keeping a lot of balls alive inside, even balls that she didn't necessarily herself pull in. She did a good job of keeping the game alive for the Streaks at times. And like we talked about, and one of the things I would almost have liked to see the Streaks do a little bit more was go inside a little bit more with the ball, where putting Sadie in a position to create some more offense. And I think she did a good job. She had her hands full defensively with Groenwald inside, yeah, as well as Ware. And although Ware and Groenwald both had good games, you know, Sadie's one person. Not only did she put up good stats, she also did it in foul trouble for most of the game.
So Sadie Hamilton is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And, yeah, she just did a nice job of creating, for herself, did a nice job on the dribble penetration, as we mentioned, and got herself to the free throw line a couple of times as well. Well, we will do it all over again, coming up this Friday night. The Streaks will take on the Red Raiders from East Peoria. It's going to be a late one on Friday night, as things hopefully – the earlier games won't be called like the one was earlier tonight, where we got way behind. But we'll play the final game on Friday night. It's scheduled to get underway at 8:30. If that's the case, we would take the air around 8:10. But I'm guessing it's probably going to be a little bit later than that. But we will have the action for you. The first game is at 5:30 here at Thiel Gym on Friday, as Metamora takes on United Township. Illini West plays Leroy at 7 o'clock. And then the Streaks in East Peoria at 8:30. Then we'll turn around Saturday and take on the Springfield Senators. That's scheduled for 7:30 on Saturday night. So as Coach Massey said, a couple of even better opponents are going to be here to play the Streaks this weekend.
Well, it's a growing process, and we saw that with some of the players in there. They've got to learn the system. They've got to learn the speed of the game. That's not something you can do in practice. It's something that's got to happen during the game. And the cold spells, you've got to combat the cold spells, and hopefully the Streaks learn from this and learn that, you know, when you go for 31 from 3.5, you've got to find somewhere else to find those points, and you know, generally that's inside. And I think we'll see a better effort in a couple of those games this weekend.
All right, Eric, thank you very much for your help once again. We'll see you on Friday.
Friday evening.
Nick Devlin, thanks for your help. Our studio engineer tonight, final score once again, Illini West defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks 82-68. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Broadcasting from the Galesburg Radio Center downtown.